Homecoming, a day when the greats of Hastings past meet the stars of the future. As the Broncos return home on this Saturday, anticipation, excitement, but yet uncertainty fill the air. Last week in Seward, it was a rare scoreless performance against Concordia, and when the dust settled, many looked at the offense. It's a new offense this year, and it does take time, but time is not on the Broncos' side. Another repeat performance of last week could put the Broncos outside, looking in. It's the Briarcliff Chargers and the Hastings College Broncos, and it's on your home for Broncos sports, 1230 KHAS. To Lloyd Wilson Field we go for the call of this afternoon's game. Here's Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field as we get you set for Hastings College football here this afternoon. Hastings College and the Chargers out of Briarcliff. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Hastings currently 1-1 in the season, opening up the year with a 28-14 win over the Dort Defenders. Then going on the road last Saturday and falling flat on their face, losing to Concordia by the score of 10-0. Briarcliff currently 1-2 on the season. They opened up the year with a 31-14 loss to Doan, then came back and beat Waldorf College in a non-conference affair, 35-10, losing last week to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 45-14. So it's Hastings and Briarcliff here this afternoon. It's a homecoming weekend here on the Hastings College campus. A lot of people going to be in the stands here this afternoon, and the Broncos looking for a good performance here this afternoon. Hastings College and Briarcliff here this afternoon. We'll take a break and come back. You are listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get you set for Hastings College football here this afternoon. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Doan is playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. The Tigers may be the surprise team here in the early part of the GPAC schedule. They are 3-0 in the season, 2-0 in the conference. Doan playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. They got an early 3-0 lead over the Prairie Wolves here this afternoon. Concordia is playing in Sioux Center, Iowa, against the Dort Defenders. That ball game also started at 1 this afternoon. Briarcliff here against Hastings College. Morningside will play at Midland University at 4 this afternoon. Northwestern playing their non-conference game at Dakota State. That one also kicks off at 4 this afternoon. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Witt Plumbing of Hastings, 1726 North Kansas. You can call 402-463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. That's Witt Plumbing of Hastings. The Broncos on offense this afternoon. John Dostal, after his 7-for-31 performance a week ago in the ballgame against Concordia, will get the start at quarterback today. Dostal, a 5'11", 185 junior out of Omaha Gross. Zach Beatty, at a fullback, 6'1", 215, a senior out of Colorado Springs. Keenan Balazs, the tailback, 5'9", 170, a junior out of Peyton, Colorado. The tight end, Zane Anstein for Hastings, 6'1", 230, a junior out of Hastings, St. Cecilia. Mike Novicki will be the ex-wide receiver, 6'4", 193, a senior out of Columbus Scotus. Travis Brown will be the Z-wide receiver, 6'2", 191, a senior out of Fremont Bergen. At center for Hastings College here this afternoon will be Josh Watchhorn, 6'3", 300-pound sophomore out of Ponca, Nebraska. At right guard will be Derek Whipple, 6'1", 273, a junior out of Parker, Colorado. Jesus Uribe will be the left guard, 6'3", 275, a senior from San Jose, California. At right tackle will be Tom Van Hott, 6'4", 280, a senior out of Omaha Gross. And at left tackle for Hastings College will be Tanner Paxton, 6'5", 275, a freshman out of Lincoln North Star. Hastings on defense here this afternoon. Your three down linemen will be John Malise, 6'4", 225, a junior out of Fremont Bergen. Torrey Warren getting his second career start as one of the defensive linemen today. 5'10", 250, a sophomore out of Norfolk. Chase Langenberg, 6'3", 240, a senior out of Windside, Nebraska. The linebackers for Hastings College will be Anthony Carrasco, 5'11", 218, a senior out of Phoenix. Indiana Jones, 6'2", 237, a senior from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Alec Diffendaffer, 5'10", 238, a senior from Berthoud, Colorado. In the secondary for Hastings, they're going to get tested here this afternoon. Zach Carlton, 6 foot 175, a senior out of Colorado Springs. Riley Nicola, 6 foot 215, a senior from Hastings St. Cecilia. Tyson Burrish, 6 foot 1, 215, a senior from East Butler. Garrett Griffin, a 6 foot 1, 177 pound sophomore out of Golden, Colorado. And Aaron Verlinde, a 6 foot 190 pound senior from Phoenix, Arizona. We'll come back and check the starters for Briar Cliff right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
For the Briar Cliff Chargers here this afternoon, at quarterback will be Tom Traficanti. Traficanti is a 6'3", 210-pound sophomore from Carroll Stream, Illinois. He started the final three games of the 2010 season. Now he's firmly entrenched in there as a starting quarterback for Briar Cliff. They've got two big old boys in the backfield, as Tony Harper called them during the pregame show here this afternoon. At fullback is going to be Brady Van Dusen. Van Dusen, 6'1", 220-pound freshman out of Sioux City, and Jared Williams, 6'2", 30, a sophomore out of St. Louis. Tight end, Troy Dobbins, 6'2", 217, junior from Middleton, Texas. The other wide receiver, Staven Levy, 5'10", 200-pound senior from Rockford, Illinois. Bryce Horsham, the other wide receiver, 5'11", 173, a junior from Tucson. At center for Briar Cliff will be Mike Partapillo, 5'10", 270, a sophomore from Carroll Stream, Illinois. Your two guards this afternoon, Cody Jordan, 6'2", 230, a freshman from Florissant, Missouri, and Wes Bell, 6'3", 335-pound sophomore out of St. Louis. The tackles will be Emmanuel St. Louis, 6'3", 255, a sophomore from Port Charlotte, Florida, and a left tackle will be Jonathan LeTemp, a 6'2", 270-pound junior from Hearst, Texas. And finally, for Briar Cliff on defense this afternoon, your four down linemen will be Richard Miller, 6'2", 260, a junior from Atlanta. Marshall Ellis, 6'2", 298, a sophomore from Atlanta. Michael Bryan, 6'3", 260, a sophomore from Chicago. And Paul Blanchard, 6'2", 210, a junior from Waltham, Minnesota. Your three linebackers, your four linebackers in his 4-4 defensive set. Jordan Lester, 6'2", 205, a junior from South Sioux City. Chris Bellinger, 5'11", 225, sophomore out of St. Louis. Kevin Kennedy, junior, 5'10", 191, a junior from St. Louis. And Marcel Moody is the other linebacker, 6'2", 210-pound sophomore out of St. Louis. In the defensive backfield for the Chargers, you've got Caleb Young, 5'11", 175, a senior from St. Louis. Mike Trobaugh, 6'1", 192, senior out of Sioux City. And Emmanuel Matika, 5'9", 170, a sophomore out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. You can call 402-463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. That's Witt Plumbing of Hastings. Again, welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. Lloyd Wilson Field, a beautiful afternoon for Hastings College football today. Temperatures at 70 degrees. The winds will be out of the east-southeast at about 10 miles per hour, blowing from our right to our left here this afternoon as we welcome in Jimmy Purcell. And a big ball game for us here this afternoon, Jimmy. A, number one, it's homecoming. It's always nice to win on homecoming. Number two, the Broncos got to get back on the winning side of things after a dismal performance a week ago in Seward.
Well, whenever you have a homecoming game, you've always got lots of former players, lots of alumni on campus today. Beautiful day here. We seen at the Gray Center. They've got a big luncheon going on there. Just lots and lots of people. And the stands filled on this side. As far as the other side, the Briar Cliff fans, we can about count them on one hand. They haven't filtered in from the lot quite yet. But anyway, let's get back to football action, and that's what Hastings College has to do, Mike, after an awful, awful performance last week in Seward against the Concordia Bulldogs. Only 137 yards of total offense. That's not going to cut the deal. I don't care who you're playing. And this GPAC is wide open. As we've seen last week, Northwestern went down to defeat. Morningside went down to defeat. Really, you kind of look at Midland. That's the game of the week, Midland and I believe Morningside play this evening. So that's going to be the game to be watching. But the Broncos have to get back into the win column, and they have to just start all over. They have to erase what happened last week. They watched the film. They know what happened. They want to erase it. They want to start all over, and it all starts at quarterback. You've got to get John Dostal a little bit of time to throw the football out there, and I think Tony talked about it in your pregame show. We got to catch the ball. We got to tackle well. There's so many aspects of the football game that they are going to have to do so much better than what they did last week, because that was a horrendous performance. And we're seeing the all-white uniforms last week. Well, now we're all in crimson today, so we're going to see where the Maryland version of the GPAC here today is, the Broncos with all crimson uniforms on and their white football helmets. But, again, it's going to be very important for the Broncos to get off to a good start today, both offensively and defensively, and wipe away last week.
John Dostal again, 7 out of 31 throwing the football a week ago in the ball game against Concordia. And after watching film this week, it was not all John's problems. Some wide receivers ran the wrong routes, and then John had a tough time getting the ball to those wide receivers when they did run the right route. So we got a lot of problems on offense. It's the new retooled offense that Tony Harper trying to put together here, and it's going to take some time, but we got to be much, much better than we were a week ago.
Well, we have to, and again, you know, as we talked about just a few minutes ago, the receivers, when the ball is hitting your hands, you've got to make the reception. And John did deliver the ball a couple of times, or a few times last week, that the ball was on the money, and they just didn't simply did not come down with the football. But again, the offensive line, it starts up there getting protection. The O-line ought to be a little better off. They will run a Briarcliff will run a four-man front today. They are a little bit smaller than what Hastings College will put for their front line. The Broncos are going to average 272 across the front today. Briarcliff will average 257, so the meat's definitely on the guys with the crimson jerseys on. They have to be able to give him time. I think it's important as far as looking at receivers. If John has the time to throw the football, Zane Anstein, very effective in that first football game against Dort, was ineffective last week, not able to get him the football. I think another guy that's been very quiet is Nate Arl. He's a good slot back out there, good set of hands, good feet when he catches the football. I think that's important there. Michael Novicki, he's coming into the game, leading the Broncos with just 52 yards of receiving. Anstein does have one touchdown, but I think it's important and to get the passing game going, because Briarcliff is going to load the box. They are going to fill it up. They're just going to challenge the Broncos to throw the football, try to stretch the field. We'll see what the Broncos can do. I know they've had a good week of practice, and with you talking to Tony, he feels confident that they're going to have a better performance here today.
You mentioned the Briarcliff defense. Yeah, they go with a four-man front today. Now, that's odd in itself. They're one of the very few teams left in the Great Plains Athletic Conference that run that four-man front. So it's going to be a little bit different. The blocking schemes are going to be a little bit different for the Hastings College offensive line. They have worked on that all week long. But this is the first true four-man front, and probably the only four-man front we'll see all year long. So that's going to be a change. What that's going to do, though, is the Briarcliff Chargers, like you mentioned, they're going to lock up on our wide receivers, man-on-man out there. Could have an opportunity today to make some plays down the field if John is on his game at quarterback. They'll lock up man-on-man on our wide receivers. They're going to put 8-9 guys in the box and really force Hastings to throw the football to win this ball game this afternoon.
Well, and exactly right. And you look at, you know, behind that four-man front, Dellinger, the linebacker, Chris Dellinger, he's the big stamp in there defensively, the middle linebacker. Tony talked about him in the newspaper article this morning, that he is kind of the big-time guy back there, linebacker. So he will anchor that position there. But, again, I believe that Michael Novicki should have a pretty big day today. He's got a big frame. He's got some decent speed. He'll be challenging them defensive backs. And, again, John just needs to deliver the football. But the Broncos have to get out to a good start today. It is very important. If Briarcliff takes the ball downfield and can put the first points on the board, Broncos are going to start scratching their heads again. They have to have a much better performance, a lot better start than what they did last week.
John Dostal was in competition for the starting job this week. Tony kind of opened things up again at the quarterback position. John Dostal, a couple of freshmen, and Matt Overmiller, the freshman out of Adams Central, and also Kendall Ferguson, the big, tall quarterback out of Kimball, Nebraska, actually competed for the job as Tony opened it up this week. But in the end, John Dostal named the starter today. But if John struggles early, don't be surprised that we'll see Matt Overmiller maybe in the ballgame today.
Well, I was just going to say, we talked to Tony after the game in Concordia, and after we had gotten off the air, was there any thought of maybe putting Matt in the ballgame? And he did say that he thought about the situation, but he thought he would just leave John out there. But the competition was going to be wide open in practice this week, and that went on, and all three quarterbacks took about the same amount of snaps through the course of practice. But it's Dostal that will get the start. But again, I won't be a bit surprised if John struggles through the first two, three series that we don't see Matt Overmiller in there in the game today.
All right, Hastings College is going to receive the opening kickoff, and now we're going to see Nate Arlt. He's going to return some kicks for us this afternoon. Nate Arlt into the ball game. The product out of Adams Central. He's standing to the far side. His own five-yard line. Back there is Clayton Dean. He'll flank him. Victor Sapp being held out of the kickoff routine a little bit today. He's been banged up the past week or so. So it's going to be Nate Arlt getting a chance here this afternoon. And there's the kickoff. It's going to be a short kick. Nate comes up and grabs the ball at the 11-yard line. Back to the far side of the field, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Nate to the 45-yard line. He's at the 50, gets into Briarcliff territory, down to the 44-yard line. A great return by Nate Arnold. His first chance to return the kickoff here for Hastings College. And the former Adams Central Patriot, Bill Carlin, proud here this afternoon as Nate Arnold takes the ball down to the 44-yard line of Briarcliff.
Well, and again, just talked about him in pregame. If he catches a football, he's got some tremendous speed, and he shows it right there. Great blocking by the Broncos special teams, 46. On the return, the Broncos already first series, first possession into Briarcliff territory. They got it at the Charger, 44.
Dostal in the shotgun, turns and hands the ball away to Keenan Balazs. Sidesteps a man at the 45 to the 43-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Briarcliff, and into the stop for the Chargers was Harrison Wetland, an outside linebacker not scheduled to get the start today for the Chargers, but Harrison Wetland gets in there. The sophomore from Illinois makes the tackle on Keenan Balazs. Pick up of 2 yards in the play, second down, 8 yards to go.
Well, Balazs leading the way, rushing with the injury to Dalton Seeley, 182 yards and a touchdown for Balazs. And it's important for him to get off to a good start today, too.
Dostal wants to throw the ball. He does on the near side. Victor Sapp grabs a 35-yard line, runs over a man at the 30 and brought down to the 29. Tackle is made in there by Caleb Young, the quarterback, the senior from St. Louis. That one was right on the money, and Hastings off to a great start here this afternoon. Broncos have got a first down at the Charger 29-yard line.
First down of the afternoon, and again, Victor Sapp, he's another important piece. There are so many pieces into this puzzle. The Broncos really this year having more wide receivers than in the past when Paul Merkowitz had the helm at the head coaching duties. But Victor Sapp, a very dangerous individual out there, picks up 12 and a first down down to the Charger 29.
First down and 10. Here's a handoff down to Keenan. Right off the pipe there to the 25 to the 24-yard line. Big, big hole there for Keenan Balazs as he takes the ball down to the 24. Tackle is made in there again by Harrison Wetland for the Briarcliff Chargers. So Hastings on the roll here, moving from our left to our right, north to south here in quarter number one. It is second down and 5.
I didn't know anything special about Nate Arlt, but he's out there, and not only is he looking to get the football into his hands, him and the defensive backs are already having words down there. The officials are talking to the Chargers secondary. A little bit of extracurricular activity there on that play. Second down and 5 here for the Broncos.
Dostal play action pass. Look out. Backside pressure. They throw the ball into the corner of the end zone. It's incomplete. Overthrows his intended receiver out there. Nate Arnold there on the near sideline. John getting some backside pressure there. Got rid of the football, but overthrows Nate Arnold in the end zone. Now it is third down and 5 yards to go. Hastings a week ago, Jimmy, had the ball in Concordia territory 5 times and did not even get into the red zone in any one of those 5 opportunities. We're not quite there yet, but now we got a 3rd down and 4 from the Briarcliff 24-yard line.
Well, and again, the Broncos just having a horrible time on 3rd down conversions. I think somewhere around 34.5% on 3rd down conversions. So the Broncos having a tough time this year. But, when they get them opportunities, Mike, they've got to take advantage, get some points on the board.
Here's Dossley throws the ball. It's going to be caught at the 20. That's a Victor Sapp, 15-yard line, down the sideline, 10, 5, into the end zone, touchdown. John Dostal throws a touchdown pass, 24 yards to Victor Sapp, and the Broncos are on the scoreboard less than 2 minutes into this football game.
Well, and again, a very electrifying individual. We have compared him a little bit as the Maurice Mansfield from a year ago. Victor Sapp with tremendous speed just hit him on a little out pattern over here in front of the Bronco bench at about the 30-yard line, and then he made a little shake and fake move at about the 28, got loose from his defender and picked up a block from Nate Arnold at about the 5, got in from 24 yards out, and now we got a new place kicker in there to attempt the PAT.
The extra point is going to be good. That's Lucas Tomlinson into the ball game for Hastings College. He was listed as the backup kicker, and Lucas Tomlinson going to get a shot at an extra point. The 6'3", 204-pound sophomore from Centennial, Colorado. So the extra point is good. Hastings on the scoreboard. 13:03 to play in the first quarter. Hastings 7, Briar Cliff nothing.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Nice little drive there. Five plays and 46 yards. Five plays and 46 yards for Hastings College. Set up by the nice return by Nate Arnold.
Yeah, exactly. A big, big return of 46 yards for Nate Arnold. Now we've got Johnny Garcia that will do the kickoff duty. So obviously our kicking coach, Ernesto LaCaio, with the headphones on again. Not sure who he's talking to. Going to switch it up a little bit as we got a deep kick down in the corner.
And it's going to be picked up here by Harshman as he brings it up to the 15, 16-yard line where he's drilled right there. Hastings ends up with a football, but they say he was down as a wide receiver brings the ball back. Bryce Harshman. And Briar Cliff is going to start this drive from the 17-yard line. So the Broncos have had some problems on special teams this year. Gets a special teams play to start off the ball game. Great kick coverage here now on the kickoff. And Briar Cliff will start. First down and 10, they'll spot the football at the 18.
Yeah, and a good kick into the breeze there by Garcia. Got it down here about the 5-yard line, and the return man had a little bit of trouble holding on to the football, and the Bronco coverage was down there very good, and they'll spot it at the 18-yard line. First series for Briar Cliff offensively today.
All right, Hastings College out in time with a score of 7-0. Tom Traficanti is the quarterback here for Briar Cliff. They want to hand the ball away, and they do to a Jared Williams. He falls down to the turf. Back here at the 13-yard line, tripped over the turf there. Loss of 5 yards in a play. Now, as Tony talked about in the pregame show, two big bruising running backs here for Briar Cliff. You got Williams who had the carry there. You've got the Brady Van Dusen. They're at 220 and 230, respectively. Some big guys back there.
Yeah, and they got a big guy in right guard out there in
Wes Bell.
Wes Bell, 6'3", 335. Keep him away from the buffet table. A big guy to run in behind there, but The running back loses his footing, lost a couple of yards there.
5 yards to be exact. Second down and 18 yards to go. Traficanti wants to throw the ball. He does. Get to the Jared Williams. Williams at the 15-yard line to the 18. Pulls over a man at the 20 and brings the ball back out to the 22-yard line. Back up near the original line of scrimmage. Tackle is made in there by Anthony Carrasco of Hastings College. But now Briar Cliff will be looking at third down and long. Actually, they bring the ball all the way up to the 23. The original line of scrimmage was the 18. So it's going to bring up a third down and 5 situation here for Briar Cliff. Chargers working from our right to our left here this afternoon.
And then looking over the Briar Cliff roster this week, it's kind of odd to not see Briar Cliff with about 3-4 receivers that are about 6'4 to 6'6. They have had some big, big receivers and have really liked to throw the football around the last few years. But as Tony said, the pregame show, they like to just line up, grind it out at you with a couple of big running backs. But probably in a throwing situation here with Traficanti, he's got 5-36 and 4 touchdowns on the season.
And they're going to draw a penalty flag here. May have taken too much time as Traficanti was looking at the play clock and he took too much time, so a 5-yard penalty. Now instead of a third down and 5, it's going to bring up a third down and 10. Hastings defensively last week at Concordia did not play too shabby. Tony still had some problems with it, but they held the Concordia offense to only 184 yards of total offense a week ago. Alec Diffendaffer and Chase Langenberg, the two heroes from a week ago, each recording 10 tackles apiece. They played fairly decent last week, but still a lot of improvement needed here on this side of the ball.
Well, there were special teams problems. There was offensive woes. And, again, they had their back to the goal line an awful lot last week. And sooner or later, you're going to give up a touchdown, and they only gave up one last week.
Traficanti wants to throw the ball. He does to the far side. It's going to be caught over there up around the 27-yard line. Going to be short of a first down. As they take it to the far side, it's going to be caught over there by Stephen Levy for Concordia. But he's going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down, and Briar Cliff will go 3 plays and out here on their opening series of the football game. Hastings out on top by a score of 7-0.
Well, that penalty of 5 yards really hurt Briar Cliff there. They picked up 8. They needed nearly about 13 on that completion there, but not enough. The penalty hurt them, so they'll fall into a fourth down in a punting situation here. And back deep, we've seen Tyshawn Burrish last week. This is going to be Riley Nicola. He'll stand at his own 35 to return this punt.
Derek Beisner is the punter for Briarcliff. Here come the Broncos. They can't get to it. Riley Nicola goes over to the 35-yard line to grab the ball. He's at the 40-yard line of the 45. He's at the 50, dances his way into Briarcliff territory to the 48-yard line. So a couple of Hastings products getting into the ball game here and making a statement. That's a nice little return there after the punt. Riley Nicola takes the ball. So Hastings with two possessions, both starting in Briarcliff territory this afternoon.
About a 41-yard kick, and Riley Nicola returning the punts. We've seen that in high school, and he was dynamic when he returned them for Carl Tesmer and the Blue Hawks. He'll trot off the field and get the defensive huddle here, but a nice return across midfield. Broncos with great field position lead the ball game 7-0. They've got the ball on the 48.
Here's Keenan Balazs. He takes it to the 46. Angles off on the right side and takes it to the 46-yard line. Tackle made by Michael Bryan of Briarcliff. As Riley came off the field, now in the defensive huddle down here, look at the new do on Riley Nicola. He's got a mohawk down there. Riley Nicola with a new do today.
He had her in the first game against Dort, but I think it's in a different, looks like an arrow today. I think it was just more of a traditional mohawk a couple of weeks ago, but he's got that big old grizzly beard down there on the sidelines.
Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught by Zane Anstein. Anstein takes the ball down to the 38-yard line. So the tight end, Zane Anstein, makes the reception there. Tackle made by Wentland again for the Briarcliff Chargers. That's going to be a first down for Hastings. Bronco offense clicking here early.
Yeah, it's a whole different team. We look at them so far today. Dostal, no problem so far. 3 of 4 passing, 46 yards. Blage has all the carries. 3 of them for 9 yards, but they finally get Zane Anstein the football, and he makes a 10-yard gain out of that.
Here's a Keenan Balazs, 35 to the 30, takes it down to the 29-yard line. So right now, the Broncos crossing up the defense here for Briarcliff. The tackle is made in there by Mike Trobaugh. Trobaugh, the senior out of Sioux City, 6-foot, 192-pound free safety. Nice gain on the first play of this series here. On the first down, they get 7 yards.
Well, it's important on first and second down. They pick up positive yardage and not go in reverse. That one there, just a blast right up off the right side. Balazs picking up nice yards, 7 to be exact, going to bring up second down and 3, but it makes it more manageable if you have to go into that third down situation. As we've said, they struggled in third downs this year.
Here's
so
Keenan Balazs again, breaks it outside the 30. He's got the first down of more, 25 to the 20, down to the 19-yard line. Keenan Balazs carrying the load there. Tackle is made in there by the Chargers, and it's going to be a Luke Grossnickel coming in there to make the stop. He's a product from Homewood, Illinois. But Keenan Balazs, he's running man on the mission here today so far.
He's the man carrying the mail so far. On the ground, 5 carries. They've all gone to Balazs, 26 yards. That one there, he bounces off left side, picks up 10. They're in the red zone again, down to the Charger, 19.
7-0, Hastings College on top. 2 wide receivers split to the right side. Here's Dostal, fakes the run to Keenan Balazs. He rolls right now. Dostal holds it, and now throws it. The ball's going to be caught. Nate Arnold at the 13-yard line. Nate struggles his way down to the 12, maybe to the 11 before he's finally brought down. So a completed pass there, John Dostal to Nate Arnold. Takes the ball to the 11-yard line of Briarcliff. Tackle is made in there by Jordan Lester, the outside linebacker from South Sioux City, Nebraska, making the stop. Now Hastings College again. Very nice on first down. More manageable. Second down and 3.
Well, and again, Dostal very patient as he rolled to the right side. He had pressure coming. He was able to stay ahead of his defender, let his receivers try to get open, and he found Arlt right there in the middle. Arlt picks up 8 yards. Is this the same team we seen last week?
Yeah, wow, the offense clicking here today. Here's Keenan Balazs at the 10-yard line. Keenan breaks it outside, puts his head down, and drives the ball down to the 5 or maybe the 6-yard line. Keenan Balazs carrying the ball again. Tackle is made in there by the Briarcliff defense, and making the stop that time was Paul Blanchard. Blanchard, 6'2", 210, a junior from Waltham, Minnesota. Hastings has got another first down. First down and goal for the Broncos. They've got the ball at the 6-yard line, 7:35 to play. Here in the first quarter, Hastings College already leading 7-0.
Mike, the Broncos averaging 7.7 yards per play today. I don't think we were averaging a yard last week.
Couldn't have.
Hey, many.
Wide receivers left and right. That's Nate Arlt and Novicki. Dostal wants to throw. Here comes some pressure. Dostal gets away, comes to the near sideline, holds it, now throws it away as receivers were covered up in the end zone. It was intended for Novicki, but that was nowhere close. John did the smart thing there. Just throw the ball away. Don't do anything stupid down here. The Broncos are in the red zone.
Well, and he had pressure coming. The linebacker was coming hard on the blitz. Dostal forced out to the right side. He got about to the 20-yard line. And he had Novicki in the back end of the end zone, but again, Wisely just threw that away as Novicki was covered up. So it's going to bring up second down and goal here. Ball spotted down at the 6-yard line, 7:13 left to go here in quarter number one.
Here's Dostal. He's going to hand the ball away to Blige. He's at the 5. He's at the 4. He hits to the end zone. Is he in there? Yes, touchdown. Keenan Blige takes it in from 6 yards out. Nice little run off of the right side of the offensive line right there. Hastings doing the job up front. Keenan Blige takes it in from 6 yards out, and the Broncos have the lead 13-0.
Nice job by the offensive line. Right guard, right tackle. Excellent blocking. Blocking kinds of room. He needed 6 yards. He got that easily. And the Broncos now have extended their lead 13-0. As we've got, again, the kicking change coming in. That's Tomlinson doing the kicking duties, and it is good. We'll see Johnny Garcia probably on the kickoff, but the Broncos out rolling early here. They lead the Chargers 14-0.
Lucas Tomlinson adding the PAT there, so 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Broncos have had the ball twice. We have scored twice. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 14, Briar Cliff nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 91 total yards, Jimmy, for Hastings here in the first quarter. Last week we had 137 for the ballgame.
Yeah, I was going to say we're over halfway to what we had total last week. This is a completely different football team here today. They are taking care of business, doing a great job on all aspects of the game as we've got the second kickoff of the day.
Here's a Summers bringing the ball back, I think, for Briar Cliff as he brings it out to the 26-yard line. That's a Harshman. Bryce Horseman carrying the ball back here. So he brings it up here to the 26-yard line, and that's where Briar Cliff will start. A little bit better field position than they had on their first drive. It went 3 plays and out. Hastings 14, Briar Cliff nothing. Other scores going on today. Dort is out on top of Concordia at halftime on a score of 7-0. Doan had the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan, 6-0. At last check, they were in the second quarter. They both got started at 1 this afternoon. We're starting a little bit later than normal today because of the homecoming activities there on the Hastings College campus. So Briar Cliff comes back out. They'll start the drive from the 26. Play action pass. Traffic candy wants to throw. He throws it to the far sideline. It's going to be in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Stephen Levy. That was out there right in front of the Briar Cliff bench. It was delivered low by Tom Traffic candy, the sophomore quarterback from Carroll Stream, Illinois. Incomplete pass, second down and 10.
A lot of pressure coming up the middle there by the Bronco D-line. Forced Traffic Canny out of the pocket, rolled him to the right side. Tyson Burge on coverage over there. Tyson, we haven't mentioned his name. He's been a man on a mission the last two football games, and he was even in on the returning action last week with kickoffs and punt returns.
All right, second down and 10. Traffic Canny holds the ball, and he's going to hand it away here to a Jared Williams, and he is stacked up. Alec Diffendaffer was the first guy to get there, but look at the crimson shirts right around him. Indiana Jones was there. John Malise in there. No gain in the play. It's now third down and 10. Williams, a big bruising guy at 230 pounds, Jimmy. They're going to have to wrap him up tight and get some help to bring that big old bruiser down.
They got Williams in there at 230. They have Van Dusen in there at 220. A couple of doozies. As Tony talked about, a couple of big old boys. They get downhill in a hurry. But so far, the Broncos doing a great job. And Diffendaffer in there very quickly, a lot of gang tackling. Third down here and about 12 for the Chargers.
Ball is on the 24-yard line. Traffic Canny wants to throw the ball, looks right side again, throws it out there. The ball is going to be caught, but a short gain, making the stab out there at the 25-yard line as they get the ball to the far side to a Gene Williams, a fullback that was in there for the Chargers. But that one didn't go too far, and it's going to be a fourth down situation again. In fact, they'll pick up only 2 yards on the play, and the completed pass goes to the 25.
Yeah, and again, you know, the Bronco defense wasn't the issue last week. We know this team has an excellent defense, and they're showing it again here. But again, up there at Concordia, sooner or later, you're going to break. And when you get your back at the goal line as many times as the Bronco D did, sooner or later, something's going to break. And Concordia was able to come up with a touchdown. But so far today, 2 3-and-outs as Nicola will return this punt. He actually won't get a chance. That's shanked off the right side.
Yeah, Beisner got it off to the right side because the Broncos are coming with the pressure and nearly got to that ball right there. And Beisner gets it away to the far side. Kane Ellenberg, I think, was the guy applying the pressure there for Hastings College. Nearly got to that punt by Derek Beisner. So it goes out of bounds, and they're going to spot the football just shy of the 50. It's going to be at the Bronco 49. So for the first time today, Hastings will start a drive in their own territory.
I was going to say, but not far where they've had. They've had the ball at the Briarcliff 44. They've had the ball at the 48. The result of those, two touchdowns. The ball here at the Bronco 49-yard line. 5:27 left to go, and the Bronco O looking good today.
John Dostal back in there at quarterback, turns and hands the ball away. Keenan Balazs. Balazs across the 50, inside Briarcliff territory as they move the ball down to the 46-yard line. So Keenan Balazs has gotten all the carries for Hastings College here this afternoon. Expected to see a little bit of Terry Waiters, the sophomore from Colorado Springs, in the ball game this afternoon. Maybe some Victor Sapp later on as well.
Now, the one thing about Victor Sapp, you mentioned him, he's got one touchdown today. They can play him a receiver. They can put him in a tailback. He can do everything, but just about drive the bus. I don't think he's got his CDL quite yet. They're working on that. Broncos second down here and 7 yards into Charger territory again, down to the 48.
Here's a Dostal wanting to throw the ball into play action. He throws it. It's going to be caught and then dropped at the 40-yard line. That was Zane Anstein, I think, was the intended receiver. Yeah, Zane had his hands out there. That was upset, upended right there at the 41 and dropped the football. Incomplete pass. And now Hastings looking at third down and 7. This is probably their longest third down situation we've had in the ball game so far.
Yeah, so far in the game. And Mike Trobaugh there defensively coming up and hitting Zane very low right around the knees. And that ball pops loose. It would have been enough for a first down. Zane has one catch today for 10 yards. So it's the Broncos third down here, 7 yards to go, 4:44 left to go in quarter number one.
Dostal wants to throw the ball again. He sprints out right side. Look out, he's going to be, he gets away from a potential sack at the 45. He's on the run now, 50, 45. John to the 40-yard line of Briarcliff and takes it out of the 37. Boy, that was about as close as you're going to get to a sack right there, Jimmy. He just snuck away from a big old defensive lineman in there for Briarcliff. Applying the pressure for the Chargers that time was number 96. That was Josh Bosquet. He was coming from the backside, and John just ducked under his big old arms and found some running room and picks up the first down at the 37.5-yard line of Briarcliff. Good job by John Dostal. Now John hands the ball away. Here's Waiters into the ball game as Waiters takes the ball to the 34. So second down now and about 6 yards to go. 4-yard gain there for Terry Waiters. Hastings on the move again, already leading 14-0.
Well, they've given Keenan a little rest now. Keenan took the first 8 handoffs, was able to pick up 40 yards on 8 carries. Now the last two has been Dostal for 11, and now Waiters into the game, picks up 3 yards. But again, John Dostal looking completely different than what he did last week. Very poised, very comfortable back there, not worried about a thing as he eluded the pressure, was able to make a nice run on third down. And now he's got the Broncos with a 2nd and 7.
Here's Waiters again. Slips the tackler. Goes to the 35, to the 30. Inches forward down to the 29-yard line. So Terry Waiters now getting a couple of carries. That's his 8th and 9th carry of the 2011 season. And now Terry Waiters has got Hastings looking at a third down situation here. Third down and a couple of yards to go from the Briarcliff 30-yard line.
This is just amazing, Mike. We seen the game last week.
Yeah. Were you there?
Well, this is just incredible. The Broncos with 113 yards of total offense. We're nearing the point of where we were last week for total yards in the game at 137. But the Broncos looking very, very good here. Third down and short, 3rd and 3 to be exact.
All right, Donstel's going to hand the ball away. That's Waiters. He's going to have the first down as he takes it out of the 26. Just a play as he angles off to the right side. Waiters takes the ball to the 26-yard line. And the Hastings College Broncos will move the 6 one more time. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. The Bronco offensive line handling the Briarcliff defensive line here in this first quarter. Give the guys up front a little credit here. Paxton and Uribe and Watchhorn, Whipple and Van Hotz. They're absolutely manhandling that four-man front.
Well, and that's what I seen, Mike, when I got the starting lineups. The O-line for Hastings, again, 272. The average of the front four for Briarcliff, 257.
Here's a pass across the middle. Victor Sapp grabs the ball at the 20 down to the 18-yard line. So the Broncos in this little short passing game that we expected to see here for this 2011 season. Finally getting the offense clicking along here, looking like we're running all 8 cylinders today.
Yeah, it's amazing. It just it's hard to believe after what we've seen last week. Boy, they have definitely put that game last week behind them, and they have prepared for Briarcliff very good. They look very sharp, very good up front. All aspects of the game are a go.
All right, John Dostal up under center this time. That's going to be Mertens going in motion. Quick pitch comes out here to Waiters. Penalty flags down, and Waiters is brought down at the 18-yard line. Waiters is stopped at the 18-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Briar Cliff. That's Eric Jones who's into the ball game now. Jones on the defensive line brings down Waiters. Well, we'll check out the penalty flag for you. Looks like the Broncos may have been in motion here. The first penalty marched off against the Broncos here in this ball game. So a 5-yard penalty marched off against Hastings College. It'll bring the ball back here to the 28.5-yard line. It'll bring up a second down and 7 situation now for Hastings. Broncos moving from our left to our right, north to south here at the Osborne Sports Complex. First quarter already leading on homecoming Saturday, 14-0.
Yeah, looking good for the hometown crowd, a nice crowd on hand. As we talked about, a lot of activities going on this morning, a lot more going on this afternoon after the ball game, and then even into tomorrow with some soccer games tomorrow.
All right, second down and 7. Here's Dossel. He wants to throw the ball again. Looks left side, throws the ball. It's going to be through the hands of Nate Arnold at the 15-yard line. And Nate takes a big old jolt there from a defensive back for Briar Cliff. That was Emmanuel Matika. Nate will remember that as Matika just lays him out at the 15-yard line. Nate's one of those guys that will go for revenge later today.
Yeah, Matika, the Norfolk Panther product out there at a defensive back, puts a big hit on Earl. But again, the ball thrown and was able to hit the hands. We talked about that in the pregame show. You got the ball in your hands or on them, you better be making the catch. And that one there, I think Nate heard footsteps coming towards him, and the ball fell to the turf. So it's going to bring up third down and 7 here. Ball at the 23.
Here's Dossel. He wants to throw. He does. Michael Novicki drops the ball. That would have been a first down. Just a little slant pattern, Jimmy, as Novicki came in from the right side, right in his hands, and he drops it.
Well, and you can see that right there when the ball hit his hands. Michael Novicki had his head turned towards the first down stakes. That was going to be plenty, maybe even a chance to get down inside the 10-yard line. He had a lot of room to run out there. And that's going to fall incomplete, bring up the first fourth down situation here for Hastings College. We'll have a field goal attempt.
A 41-yard field goal attempt from Lucas Tomlinson. So Tomlinson doing all the kicking chores here this afternoon. Ball is down, the kick is up, and it may have been deflected at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be low, and the field goal is no good. The Broncos now 0 for 4 on field goals this year. Johnny Garcia 0 for 3, and now Tomlinson hits that one a little bit low, and he misses it. They're 0 for 4 now.
And Ernesto, I had to find him on the sidelines, shaking his head hard enough, his headset just about come off. He is in sure disgust of his kicking game this season. He's the most inspired coach on that sidelines, I think. He's wound up all the time.
So the Broncos come up empty here on this drive. 1:23 left in the first quarter, still 14-0. Hastings has the lead. Trafficante going to hold the ball, and now he's going to turn and hand it away to Jared Williams, and Williams is going to be stacked up. Indiana Jones in there for Hastings College, but he had plenty of help as Jared Williams is tackling the play. A little, if any, gain right there by Jared, the sophomore running back out of St. Louis. They got a pipeline from St. Louis to Sioux City. They got a number of guys from St. Louis on this roster for the Chargers up there in Sioux City.
It's kind of interesting to see some of these schools in the G-PAC. They just have that that niche of where they can get players. And, it's a Briar Cliff. Usually St. Louis has been their hot spot of recruiting.
Second down and 10 yards to go here for the Chargers. Trafficante, play action pass. He's going to throw it out there. It's going to be caught at the 27-yard line across the 30 and run out of bounds. They take the ball to the far sideline, and the pass is caught over there. That's Bryce Horseman. Horseman, number 19, the junior from Tucson, Arizona. He is the leading receiver for the Chargers, so they get him the ball out there. And a nice pickup up to the 30-yard line. We'll call it third down and about 3 yards to go for the Chargers.
Well, this is the closest that Briar Cliff has come to getting a first down today. Still held without one, and we're inside 25 seconds left to go here. And Briar Cliff faced with a third down, third and 2, the ball at their own 31.
Trafficante up under center this time as he hands the ball away and busting through there across the 30 out to the 34-yard line is Jared Williams. He should have enough for a first down. The officials give him the spot there. Williams takes the ball straight up the pipe there. John Melise into the stop there for Hastings. Also Alec Diffendaffer. It's going to be a first down for Briar Cliff, and it's also going to be the last play of the first quarter as we will exchange sides. Good start for Hastings College here this afternoon. Homecoming for 2011. Hastings with a lead after one quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 14, Briar Cliff nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Doan College Tigers have the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 6-3. Doan 6, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing. Doan right now, one of the undefeated teams left in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Jared Williams for Briarcliff carrying the ball as he brings it up to the 40-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards on the play. Kane Ellenberg in, and the stop for Hastings College defensively. A pickup of 5 yards in the play for Jared Williams.
Broncos in the first quarter, 125 total yards of offense, really mixing it in there well. 62 through the air, 63 on the ground, 6 first downs. Briarcliff, 24 through the air, nothing on the ground. And the Chargers are facing a second down and 5 here at their own 40-yard line.
Tom Trafficante up under center. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Trafficante has got the ball, turns, and gives it to Williams again as he brings it to the 41, maybe to the 42-yard line. So Jared Williams gets the call there to the 42. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and about 3 yards to go for the Briarcliff Chargers. As they've got the ball at the 42. Just got our official first quarter stats. We're still on September 10th playing Dort.
Yeah, that was the final stats from the Dort game. It's a good thing my pencil's sharpened up today. I can see we're going to need her.
There's a pass out here. It's going to be caught by Horseman. He's going to get the first down as he comes down the near sideline, 45 out to the 48 or 49-yard line. So a quick little pass over here right on the sideline as Horseman brings the ball up close to the midfield stripe. Those are the final numbers from Dort. Maybe we wanted to recap those from 2 weeks ago.
I just looked down. I was like, Hastings is having a good offensive performance, but they're not 353 yards of total offense as of yet. Oh, mercy. We have a tough time here. We got a bunch of newbies up here.
First down, 10 yards to go for Briarcliff from the 48-yard line. Trafficante again under center. Backs up. He's going to throw a little slant pattern, and it's going to be caught down here at the Hastings College 40-yard line. So a quick little pass down there. Down to the 40-yard line. The reception is made there by Colton Sweezy. Colton Sweezy into the ball game now for Briarcliff. It's his first reception of the ball game, and now Briarcliff moving the ball against the Hastings College defense. First down and 10 for the Bronco 40.
Well, now Trafficante finding some success in that Bronco secondary as he's connected on his last four passes. And here in the second quarter on this drive, the last two have gone complete for 21 yards, and they're in the Bronco territory for the first time today.
All right, just underway here in the second quarter. The Broncos out on top by a score of 14-0. Here's Williams with the ball. Takes it to the left side. He's at the 40 to the 35 and knocked out of bounds there at the 32. So Jared Williams just plows his way to the left side there for Briarcliff. Found some nice running room as he takes the ball for 7 or 8 yards down here at the 32-yard line. Now Briarcliff looking at a second down situation. Second down and 3 as they spot the football at the 33.
Boy, Williams is a big, big guy to try to bring down. Indiana Jones got over there. He got a free shot at him. Indiana couldn't even bring him down. The product out of Albuquerque, it took a couple more guys in crimson jerseys. But Williams, a pickup of 7. Second down and 3 here for Briarcliff.
Trafficante, he's going to hand the ball away again to Williams. This time the Broncos have him hemmed in, but they can't bring him down as Williams takes the ball to the 31. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. They needed 3, so Briarcliff looking at a third down situation, third down and a yard. I know Indiana Jones has got a lot of his family, I guess, in town today, watching him play on this homecoming game all the way from Albuquerque. In fact, they got a bunch of people, 20, 21 folks, they tell us.
Yeah, I seen that, and I like the article they had, Eric had in the paper today. He said, do you get nervous in front of your family? He says, no, I actually play better. And Indiana, he's just been a fine product here in the Paul Merkowitz era, and then now here with Tony Harper. And he's really come a long ways. We've had a lot of fun with him with his name, but he can hold his own out there. He's a good product. We got a timeout on the field.
Yeah, Briarcliff wants to talk things over here on third down and short, third and a yard from the 31 at Hastings College. We'll take a break. The Broncos out on top. Hastings 14, Briarcliff nothing.
Savings you'll go nuts over. Savings, that is, on Mohawk flooring during the 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration Sale at Boers Floors. Great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. The Mohawk Anniversary Sale also includes Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is available. Ask Boers Floors for details. Go nuts during Mohawk's 133rd Birthday Sale at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime, Dort is out on top of Concordia by a score of 7-0. Doan continues to lead Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 6-3. Other games going on today at 4 o'clock. Morningside at Midland. Northwestern will play at Dakota State. Third down and a yard to go. Briarcliff with the ball at the Hastings College 31-yard line. Traficani gives it away to Williams. He's got the first down as he bangs his way across the 30 down to the 27-yard line. Indiana Jones in on the stop there for Hastings College, but stopping Jared Williams for a yard gain or something less is calling for a little bit too much out of the Bronco D right there.
Well, and again, Indiana playing the middle of that linebacking area comes up there and lays a big hit on Williams, but it doesn't even faze him. Indiana, he's big in his own right. Indiana Jones at 6'2", 237. That's a big collision. But again, Williams falls forward, as a big guy will always do, and picks up the first down. That's first down number 5 here today.
From the 28-yard line from Hastings College, here comes Traficanti. He wants to throw the ball. It's going to be caught down here at the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. Indiana Jones down there again, and in the stop. That pass pattern goes to Brent Van Meiden. Van Meiden is a freshman from Hayward in Iowa. Into the ball game now. That's his third reception of the season. And he's got Briarcliff a first down here at the Bronco 14.
9 plays, 54 yards so far in this drive. Briarcliff by far their best drive of the afternoon. They've got it in the Bronco red zone down to the Hastings 14-yard line with just inside 11 minutes left to go here till half.
Traficani gives it to Williams. He angles off to the left side, and he puts his head down and drives it across the 10 down to about the 9-yard line. Again, Indiana Jones in on the stop there for Hastings College. Also, Alec Diffendaffer for the Bronco defense. But now before Williams takes the ball down to about the 9. We'll give him a pickup of 5 yards into play. Second down and 5.
Boy, Williams has been the workhorse. He's got 10 carries, all of them, as a matter of fact, here today for Briarcliff. And again, Traficani has hit on his last 5 passes, and that has got Briarcliff down in scoring position here against the Broncos.
Wide receivers go left and right on second down and 5 yards to go for the Bronco 9. Traficani wants to throw the ball. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. He's going to be hit, and he's going to be sacked. He's going to be sacked back here by Tyson Burris. He sacks the quarterback at the 19-yard line, the first sack of the afternoon for the Bronco defense. Their 5th sack of the season. Tyson Burris comes in there and nails him, his first sack of the 2011 season. And now it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 14 situation. The ball brought back here at the 18-yard line.
Boy, in every game we've had, and of course there's only been 2, but there's been a lot of times we've called Tyson Burris' name the last 2 games. He's been quiet so far in this ball game, but he finally gets in there on the blitz and makes a big, big play. A loss of 7 as he brought down Traficani back at the 18-yard line.
And now they're in the shotgun set. Traficani backs up again. Here comes the pressure again. Traficani running for his life. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. That was Chase Langenberg bringing the pressure that time, and Alec Diffendaffer. They were in there on the Traficani. Flushed him out of the pocket. Tom just had to come down the near sideline and threw it out of bounds. And now Briarcliff, I think, going to line up for a field goal.
Yeah, good coverage downfield. And now the Bronco defense starting to put a little heat on Traficani as they allowed him to kind of march his football team downfield against the Hastings College defense. They started applying more pressure on him. And now they've got Briarcliff on a 4th down and long. They will go for a field goal attempt.
A 35-yard field goal attempt from the far side hash mark. Derek Beisner is the kicker. This is his first field goal attempt of the season. Ball is down and the kick is up. End-over-end kick. It's going to be off of the left side. It is no good. Off of the left side, it is no good. So the Bronco defense keeps their shutout intact here in the first half. Briarcliff did the job. They moved the ball into the Bronco red zone. But a couple of nice plays defensively. A sack and also a stop there for Hastings College defensively. And they come up with a big play, and they're forced to go for the field goal attempt, and Beisner unable to connect from 35 yards out.
Merely stats for Briarcliff on that drive as they go 11 plays and 50 yards, but it was Tyson Burrish that came up with the big play, the sack on Traficani of 7 yards, and they were forced into a field goal situation, but a good job there by the Bronco defense. They bent. They didn't break.
All right, here's Dostal back in there. Throws the ball out here. It's going to be caught across the 25 to the 26, 27-yard line. They take it to the tight end over here for Hastings College. That's Clayton Dean. Or Clayton Dean is a wide receiver who lined up there. As Dean brings the ball out here to about the 27-yard line. A pickup of 7 yards on a play. John Dostal very efficient here today.
6 of 11, 80 yards by far. One of his, well, the best start he's had all season long. He had a decent day against Dort, but this is a whole new ball club here. The offensive line doing a tremendous job. They are winning the battle against his front four, a Briar Cliff today.
Here's a handoff now to Keenan Balazs. Keenan to the 28-yard line, and then powers his way out to the 30-yard line. He'll be very close to a first down. So Keenan Balazs back in there. We saw a little bit of Terry Waiters there in the second period. But Keenan back in there. Got most of the carries in that first quarter. Balazs picks up the first down out to the 30-yard line. Broncos moving from our right to our left, south to north here at the Osborne Sports Complex. On a beautiful day for college football here this afternoon. 70 degrees at game time. Winds out of the east-southeast at about 10 miles per hour. Dostal has got the wind to his back here in the second period. Wide receivers go left and right. Here's a handoff again. Balazs to the numbers. 30-yard line, and he's upended here at the 32. So Keenan Balazs getting the carry there for Hastings College. Balazs had 182 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon. He has scored a touchdown already in this contest. The Broncos out on top by a score of 14-0.
Well, we're going to find out if Balazs can handle the 25-plus carries. The way things are going so far, he's going to be well on his way to a big, big day. Balazs already 10 carries in the ball game, 46 yards. And that one touchdown, he was able to get off the left side there, pick up nearly 3 yards. We'll call it second down and seven. Ball out to the 33-yard line, 7:35 and counting here in quarter number two.
Concordia has come back to tie the score with Dort. It is now 7-7. Here's a John Dostal. He wants to throw across the middle. It's going to be caught here. Clayton Dean at the 35, and he is stuck right there at the 35-yard line. So Hastings will be looking at a third down situation. Tackle is made in there by number 33 for Briar Cliff, a new guy in there. That's Mike Pignaro into the ball game now for the Charger defense.
Well, against Dort, we've seen at least 7 different receivers for Hastings College is what Dostal's used. Out of his 7 completions today, he's used 4 different receivers. The latest one, 2 back-to-back completions, is Clayton Dean.
All right, 3rd down and 3 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 37-yard line. Dostal sprints out right side. He throws it out there. It's going to be caught again. This time to Zach Beatty. He's going to have the first down, and he's run out of bounds over there at the 45. So now Zach Beatty, that's his second reception of the season, the fullback for Hastings. He's got 2 receptions and 1 rush so far this year, the fullback. Zach Beatty, the senior from Colorado Springs, and another first down for Hastings.
Yeah, he was lined up at his fullback position, just kind of run out into the flats. Dostal rolls to the right side, giving him a little extra time, and Beatty all alone over there was able to make the catch and then lumber upfield for 8 yards up to the 45-yard line and the 8th first down today for Hastings.
Now Dostal goes to the shotgun, wide receivers left and right. Dostal wants to throw, face it, now throws it down the left side, and it's going to be incomplete. They had the receiver fall down here. Some contact was made, but no penalty flag. That was a Bernstock. Kyle Bernstock for Hastings was the intended receiver. Being matched up out there by Emmanuel Matika. A little pushing and shoving there as Bernstock went down, but no penalty flags in his second down and 10.
First time we've seen Tony
go vertical.
Yeah, go deep. They've been kind of running the short passes across the middle, and Tony Harper elects to go for the home run ball. Dostal with the wind to his back. He's got a gun, and he just simply overthrew him, Bernstock.
Here's a handoff down to Balazs. He's not going to find much there as he goes off on the left side, brings it to about the 48. So a pickup of 3 yards in the play. Now Hastings will be looking at a 3rd down situation here. 3rd down and 7 yards to go. Just joining us, the Broncos scored in their first 2 possessions here this afternoon. Looked very good right out of the chute. Getting a 24-yard touchdown pass from Dostal to Victor Sapp. And a 6-yard touchdown run from Keenan Balazs. That's the way we stand. It is 14-0 as we play here in quarter number 2. We got about 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play until halftime. Dostal again, play action pass. He backs up, going to take it down to the left sideline. Michael Novicki is out there. Novicki cannot make the catch at the 5-yard line. Penalty flags are down. Michael Novicki, boy, Dostal put a lot of air under the ball that time. Michael Novicki nearly came down with it there, but a penalty flag is down inside the 10-yard line, and by all indications, going to go on Hastings.
Go on Briar Cliff.
We'll see. A little pushing and shoving, maybe some pass interference down there.
No, they're bringing the foot.
It's going to be interference against the Briar Cliff, so that'll cost them 15 yards and give Hastings the first down. Didn't know which way that was going to go. Those guys were going at a little hand-checking down there, but they rule against Briar Cliff, so an easy first down here for Hastings.
Yeah, and again, from our vantage point, he threw that way up in past the window pane here. A lot of wind underneath of that football. He allowed Novicki to run underneath of it. And again, Novicki gets his hands on the football. That would have been a big, big gain, but the Broncos will benefit from it anyway. They'll take the ball down to the Charger 37-yard line at that first and 10.
All right, Bern Strock is now your wide receiver to the left, and Travis Brown is your wide receiver to the right side. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught here down to the 30-yard line. That's going to be Clayton Dean again carrying the ball. He takes it down to the 30-yard line, but a penalty flag is down on the far side at the 33, and we'll check out the indication here. We'll check out the indication as the officials coming over here to make the call. It's going to be an illegal motion call. An illegal motion call against the Broncos, so that'll cost him 5 yards and take away that particular play. They'll bring the ball back out here to about the 42 or 43. It'll bring up first down and 15.
Only the second penalty on Hastings College here today. It's really the only thing they haven't done right is just in the penalty category. They have played a very good first half of football. But they'll be faced here with a difficult first down and 15. They move the ball back to the 42.
Here's a run now to Terry Waiters. Waiters right up the gut across the 40 to the 35 to the 30, and he falls forward to the 29-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Jordan Lester, the outside linebacker for Briar Cliff. But a nice run there by Terry Waiters as he dances his way down there at about the 29. And Hastings now looking at a second down situation, second down and about a yard. So Terry Waiters, a gain of 13 yards on the play, 5'10", 210-pound sophomore from Colorado Springs. He had 7 carries, 25 yards coming into the football game this afternoon. He'll get another try here as he takes it out near the hash mark, and he's going to be brought down at the 28. Going to be very close to a first down as they didn't stack him over there. Down to 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Hastings College out on top by a score of 14-0. They will look to the far side and eye this baby. They're going to bring in the chains off of the far side.
Waiter so far in the afternoon now, 5 carries and 28 yards. That was a nice burst. Waiter showing his speed as he got a seam from that offensive line who has done a very good job today. They opened up a nice seam, and he picked up a nice gain, and they'll bring the chains in here, 3rd down and 1.
If not a 1st and 10, if
exactly.
They stretch this thing out, they'll stretch him out, and the officials say, yes, give him a 1st down just by the nose of the football. So Hastings will have a 1st and 10 down here at the Briar Cliff 27-yard line. Still plenty of time to put another touchdown on the board here. Coming up at halftime, we'll have a little chat with Eric Boudaris covering the ball game here this afternoon for the Hastings Tribune. Get you back to the studios, get you all the scores from across the nation and across the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon. Notre Dame has beaten Pittsburgh today by a score of 15-12, one of the first games to be completed. 1st down and 10 for Hastings College. Here's John Dostal looking left. Plenty of time. He throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. A little mixed up there. Novicki in the area and Nate Arnold in the area. And kind of split both receivers down there.
Yeah, and again, someone run the wrong pass pattern because Novicki started out on the left side, run down to the 10 and was just angling into the goal line, and he run right into Nate Arnold who was coming the other direction. So somebody run the wrong route. Dostal delivered it out to the left side. Fortunately enough, nobody there for Briar Cliff. But again, Tony talked about it. Some guys run wrong pass patterns last week in the ball game, and that accounted for some of the incompletions. That's where that one fell, incomplete, 2nd and 10.
All right, Dostal wants to throw the ball again. Stands in the pocket, plenty of time. Throws it out to the far side. It's caught down there at the 20-yard line. It's going to be brought down there. That's Anstein getting his 2nd reception of the ball game. As Anstein, the tight end, grabs the ball at the 20, and then he's ridden down there by the Briar Cliff Chargers. Over there for Briar Cliff was a big boy, number 94, Darian Richardson. He is 6 foot, 260-pound freshman of St. Louis, Missouri. That was a pickup of about 7 yards in a play. It's 3rd down, 3 yards to go. He sings down with the ball down here at the Briar Cliff 20, 3:18 to play in the second quarter. Ball's on the far side hash mark. Here's Dostal. He's going to pitch the ball back. That's Waiters with the ball. Waiters at the 20-yard line to the 15. Waiters just moves the stack down to the 10-yard line. Terry Waiters shows his power there. He's a lot different running back that we see with Keenan Ballard. A couple of differing running styles there, with Keenan being the little guy, and now Waiters a little bit more power out there as the Terry Waiters picks up the first down at the Briarcliff 10.
Well, and again, did not see Terry Waiters much in the ball game last week against Concordia. One carry was all Waiters come up with today. Six carries, 38 yards. We'll give him 10 on that carry. Down close to the 10-yard line, they'll spot it at the 11. But, yeah, Waiters showing his power as he drug three Chargers along with him and picked up a nice run there.
All right, Nate Arnold, now your wide receiver to the left side. Here's John Dossel. He wants to throw the ball into the end zone. Touchdown. Nate Arnold all alone. There was not a man around as Nate Arnold gets an easy touchdown reception there. The ball delivered right on the money by John Dostal. An 11-yard touchdown pass. Hastings out on top 20-0.
Boy, and a good play fake by Dostal. He had Waiters right behind him. Waiters come across. He put the ball in the breadbasket of Waiters and just ripped it right out of there. Held on to it just for a couple of seconds and delivered it right across the middle. And the guy I talked about in the pregame show that needed to get involved in this ball game catches an 11-yard touchdown pass. And now Johnny Garcia in for the PAT.
All right, Johnny's back in there. Here comes the extra point, and it's going to be good. So Johnny Garcia gets the extra point. They had the freshman, the sophomore, in there for the first couple of extra points, Lucas Tomlinson, but Johnny Garcia comes out and nails the PAT. Hastings College with a lead here, 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the first half. The score now, Hastings 21, Briarcliff nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked academics, nationally known athletics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Here comes the kickoff by Garcia. Drives him back to the 10-yard line. As Horsham brings the ball back here, he's going to be upended at the 21-yard line. That's Horseman bringing the ball back, and that's Zane Palacios down there on the special teams to bring him down, Tyson Palacios. So it's going to be a first down and 10 here for Briarcliff. Hastings with 197 yards of total offense in the first half this afternoon.
Yeah, they have done a tremendous job. Only 137 of total offense last week, and now here in the first half have put up nearly 200 yards. A couple of guys I thought were key in the passing game have gotten involved. Anstein, 2 for 17. Arlt, 2 for 19 and a touchdown, and then all as well on homecoming Saturday for the Broncos.
First down, 10 yards to go for Briarcliff from the 23-yard line. Traficani wants to throw the ball, pumps once, and now throws it to the near sideline. Tipped and almost intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Steven Levy over here for Briarcliff, and it was tipped and almost intercepted there by the Broncos. Stuart Washington in the ball game now for Hastings College. Washington, the safety, got his hands out of here right in front of the Bronco bench. Incomplete pass, second down and 10 yards to go.
Sometimes I have to double check. We've got a lot of double numbers on the roster. And again, we talked the last two games how Tony Harper likes to rotate a lot of guys in there and keep them fresh. And that's the case here as Washington makes a nice defensive play. Second and 10 here for Briarcliff.
All right, Traficani's going to run the ball now as he hands it away to Williams again. Takes it outside the hash marks on the far side. 25 out to the 26, 27, 28, 29-yard line before he's finally brought down. Boy, he's a load. Jared Williams, 6 foot, 230, and a sophomore from St. Louis. Hastings had him initially stopped at the 26, and it took about five guys to bring him down, rode him down like a horse.
I was going to say there was five guys in crimson uniforms that got off of the pile, and then Williams gets up at the last there, picks up 7 yards.
Here's a quick pass. It's going to be caught across the 35 onto the 36, 37-yard line. That one goes to Bryce Horschman again. Hudeberg into the stop for Hastings College defensively. But that's enough for a Briarcliff first down. They got to hurry here. 1:47 to play in the second quarter. The Chargers are trailing Hastings by the score of 21-0. Tom Traficani, the quarterback, backs up now out of the shotgun. Here comes the pressure. Gets away from Langenberg, and now he's going to be dropped by Chase Langenberg back here at the 30-yard line. Second sack of the ball game for the Hastings College defense. That's a loss of 7 yards in the play. almost spun away from a Chase Langenberg, but then Chase grabs him and spins him down like a top, brought down for a 7-yard loss. That's going to bring up a second down and long situation.
Boy, and that was against Wes Bell, that big offensive lineman, 6'3", 335, but Langenberg much smaller than Bell and quicker, and he gets around the outside and brings Trafficante down for a big loss, and we got timeout on the field.
All right, timeout. Briar Cliff, we'll take a break. Buck 28 left here in quarter number two. Hastings 21, Briar Cliff nothing.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco football for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. A homecoming Saturday. So far, so good. The Broncos have the lead 21-0 over the Chargers of Briar Cliff. Following the sack from Chase Langenberg, Briar Cliff looking at second down, 16 yards to go. As they run the football, this is Williams again. Williams brings the ball to the 35, so just a short pickup, 3 yards in the play. And now Dort will be looking at a third down situation. Curtis Huberg, again, in the stop for Hastings College. Third down at about 12 yards to go. Briar Cliff with the ball on their own 35-yard line. Trafficante in the shotgun, throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught again by Horschman. Horschman grabs it to the 40, and he's out of bounds here at the 42. Still going to be short of a first down. So now Briar Cliff looking at a fourth down situation here, and they bring on the punter. Unable to do anything with the football here late in the second quarter, so Hastings will get it with about a minute to play in the second period. Derek Beisner is going to come back out to punt. He'll stand right around his own 25-yard line. Riley Nicola dropping back deep for Hastings College.
Buck two left on the clock. There's still plenty of time for Tony Harper to go up top. They've got the wind at their back. Riley Nicola is going to stand just inside the 25-yard line here. So barring some strange feet here, Hastings College could get some pretty good field position taking up shots downfield.
Hastings coming with a rush, and here they come, and it's going to be a low kick. A low kick. It bounces at the 32. Riley Nicola picks it up at the 26, and he is crushed right there. So, Nicola fields a dangerous one there. He's not going to let anything go by him as Riley picks it up. He is decked on the play there by Briar Cliff. That's a Trobaugh getting down there quickly for the Chargers.
Well, that's probably good that he did. It was very dangerous. He had two Chargers right all over him. He was dangerous in high school, but he got away with it, and he got away with one there. It was about a 33-yard kick, but it was very low to the ground, and the way the nose of the football hit in this turf, it was going to trickle down probably inside the 10 or maybe the 5-yard line, but a good job by Nicola just fielding the football. Broncos got it now at the 26.
Here's a handoff to Keenan Balazs out across the 30. He stays on his feet to the 35 to the 37-yard line. Keeps his balance and brings the ball out to the 37, maybe to the 38. That's going to be a first down for Hastings. Pickup of 10. Nice run by Keenan. And now Hastings will burn a timeout here with 48 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Broncos will burn one of their three timeouts here, 48 seconds to play in the second period. We'll take a break. Hastings 21, Briar Cliff nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Broncos up to the line of scrimmage now on first down and 10 from the 38. Dostal looks. Now he hands the ball away on the draw. Balazs across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Briar Cliff Chargers. And making the stop that time was Matt Delaney, number 43, one of the linebackers. And now it's going to bring up a second down situation. Second down and 7, a pickup of 3. And again, the Broncos will call a timeout here. So Hastings will burn another timeout. We're down to 38 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's still Hastings 21, Briar Cliff nothing.
Far farmers. Investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings here with under a minute to play in the second quarter. Second down and 7 yards to go. Here's John Dostal. He wants to throw the football. Looks right side, throws right side, caught and then drops. Michael Novicki had that one right at the 50-yard line. It fell right out of his hands on the far sideline. Incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a third down.
Goodness, that's the third ball today that has hit Novicki in the hands and not able to come up with it. That would have been more than enough for the first down. Would have got the ball out past midfield. But that one there, again, another drop pass. Dostal's had a pretty good afternoon, though. We'll have his numbers here in just a little bit. He's going to look the sidelines here with 33.1 seconds left to go. I seen Victor Sapp lined up over here on the left side. I was calling Victor's number. He's got the speed. And we'll see Victor not going to – here he comes. Three wideouts over to the left side, one to the right side. That's Arlt.
All right, third down and 7 yards to go. Dostal is going to look over here to the left side. Look out. Here comes the pressure. He gets away. Dostal now scrambling with the ball. He's at the 40, 45, 50. Dostal at the 45-yard line, still on his feet. Dostal is going to be brought down at the 40. So John Dostal picks up about 19, 20 yards on the quarterback scramble. Now the Broncos quickly get back up to the line of scrimmage. 20 seconds to play here in quarter number two. The Broncos will probably spike the football right here, and they will. Stops the clock. That's 17 seconds to go. Now Hastings can take some shots, Jimmy, I think, from the 40-yard line, especially with the speed we got. They're a wide receiver. Get the guys downfield here. Maybe work into field goal range. Maybe put an additional 3 points on the scoreboard before halftime.
Well, I tell you what, John Dostal just looks like a completely different quarterback than last week. He was able to make something out of nothing on that play as he had tremendous penetration. The wide receivers were all covered up. He's able to get through there. He picks up 21 yards. He's got two carries, 31 yards. He's thrown the ball very good today, and he's got a second and 10 here with all kinds of wide receivers.
All right, Dostal was the throw. Here comes the pressure again. Dostal moves to his left, throws the ball. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line. Michael Novicki hangs on to one. Novicki is down now at the 35, and he is slow to get up. So Michael Novicki is slow in getting up after taking a shot there from one of the DBs from Briarcliff. That was a pickup of about, 6 yards on the play. They moved the ball down to the 34-yard line. Clock is going to be stopped now on the injury. We're down to 10 seconds to play. And the Broncos will use this injury to maybe huddle up with their offensive unit over here on the near sideline. So Michael Novicki is down at the 35-yard line of Briarcliff.
I think Novicki just got the wind. Yeah, he was. You could see him pull his knees up to his chest. He got unloaded on, but give Novicki credit. He makes the catch. He hauls her in, and he pays for it. Just knocked the air out of him. He'll regain, but a nice gain there of 6 yards. So the Broncos now third and six with, 10 seconds? I'm right in the line of that goal line. 10.3 seconds left to go here. I'd look for a couple shots downfield.
At least one. Mel got Michael Novicki back to the sidelines.
Yeah, Mel, we've got a new trainer this year.
Third down and 5 yards to go, maybe closer to four. Third and four officially from the 34-yard line of Briarcliff. Hastings with 10 seconds left here in the second quarter. Burton Strock and also Victor Sapp split to the left side. Two wide receivers split to the right side. Dostal wants to throw the football. He's going to look left. He's going to throw the ball toward Victor Sapp, and it's going to be overthrown in the end zone. Hastings will have one more shot here with 3.8 seconds to play. Now we're going to have a field goal attempt coming up here as coming out for Hastings will be Johnny Garcia. Garcia is 0 for 3 in field goals this year, and this will be a long one, a 51-yard field goal attempt. You keep your eyes on the kicking coach, Ernesto Lokyle.
I've got him. He's got his headset off, so no more plays coming down from up above. So Ernesto, he's not even going to watch. Ernesto's looking the other way. He's not going to watch this one.
It's going to be a 51-yard field goal attempt from the near side hash mark. Ball is down. The kick is up. It's an end-over-end kick. It goes sailing toward the uprights, and it's good. Ernesto likes that one. A 51-yard field goal for Johnny Garcia's first one of the season. Now he's got the leg into her.
Well, yeah, but he's standing at the 40. Ernesto's still not happy, obviously, with something on that one. But Johnny Garcia finally gets the monkey off of his back and boots that one through the uprights as we end the first half. But what an outstanding showing on homecoming Saturday here for Hastings College in that first half.
All right, at the horn here, so to speak, in the first half, Johnny Garcia boots a 51-yard field goal for Hastings College. The Broncos have the lead at halftime. The score at the halftime break, Hastings 24, Briarcliff nothing. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings College with a lead here over Briarcliff. The score is 24-0 at halftime. Some of the other scores, Doan is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan. They are in the third quarter. Doan 20, Nebraska Wesleyan 3. Tigers looking to go to 3-0 in the conference and 4-0 overall. The Tigers have the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan 20-3. It is Concordia leading Dort. They are in the third quarter. It's Concordia 21 and Dort 7. Hastings leading here by a score of 24-0. Hastings scored in the first two times they had the ball here this afternoon, getting a 24-yard touchdown pass from John Dostal to Victor Sapp less than 2 minutes into the ball game, completing a five-play, 46-yard drive. The PAT was good, 7-0. Hastings had the lead after holding the Briarcliff Chargers do 3 plays and out. Hastings got their hands on the ball again. Put together a nice drive, and they got in from 6 yards out as Keenan Balazs took it into the end zone for Hastings. PAT was good. They made the score 14-0. Hastings getting a touchdown in the second quarter. John Dostal, 11 yards to Nate Arnold. Again, the PAT was good. 13 plays, 70 yards. Makes the score 21-0 in favor of Hastings. And then the Broncos adding a 51-yard field goal from Johnny Garcia to end the first half, and it's 24-0. The Broncos have the lead over the Chargers this afternoon.
Well, if Tony Harper had a plan coming into the ball game, that was to erase last week's game, start all over again. It's worked because they have played flawless on the offensive side of things and the defensive side of things. Special teams has been very good and a very impressive half of football here for Hastings College. We'll look at some numbers here in the first half. First downs for Briarcliff, they had 6 of them in the first half. Briarcliff has rushed it 14 times for 19 yards. Their quarterback, Tom Trafficante, passing this afternoon, 9 of 12, no interceptions, 72 yards. So Briarcliff, total offense, 26 snaps, 91 yards. The Bronco defense has played very sound so far today. Time of possession for Briarcliff in that first half, 12:57. Individual leaders so far after one half of football, Jared Williams, that big bruising back, 12 carries, 33 yards. And Trafficante with a couple of sacks from the Bronco defense, only 2 for minus 14. Again, Trafficante passing 9 of 12, 72 yards. 4 receivers in the action for Briarcliff so far today. Bryce Horsham leading the way, 4 receptions and 29 yards. On the side of Hastings College, this is way different than last week. Last week, the Bronco offense with 137. Today, total yardage, 235. 235 yards of total offense. They're averaging over 5 yards per play here this afternoon. The Broncos with 15 first downs in the first half. They've rushed it for an impressive 129 in the first half. And John Dostal, no threat of him getting pulled out if he keeps playing the way he is. 11 of 20 passing today for 106 yards in the first half. The time of possession for Hastings in that first half, 17:03. Rushing the football today for Hastings College, Balazs with 13 carries, 64 yards, one touchdown. Terry Waiters, 6 carries, 35 yards. And John Dostal, again, with a couple of nice scrambles, is able to pick up 30 yards on a couple of carries. Receiving the football, they've mixed the ball around very nicely today. Four different receivers have gotten into the act. Victor Sapp, three receptions for 45 yards, one touchdown. That was from 24 yards out. Nate Arlt, two receptions, 19 yards. Zane Anstein, two receptions, 17 yards. And Clayton Dean, two receptions and 11 yards. But again, Mike, what a half of football. We watched a sickening event last week in Concordia. Broncos really struggling up there, struggling, not even the word for it, but they've wiped that away. They've come out here. They had a good week of practice, and it's showing here on the football field so far in the first half of action. The Broncos have dominated Briarcliff here, and it's good to see on homecoming Saturday here in Hastings.
Yeah, good-sized crowd on hand. 24-0 is the score. Hastings College with the lead coming up. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week and also our Hastings College scoreboard show. Get you all the scores from across the nation today, and also we'll get you the scores from across the GPAC as we get you some updates on a busy Saturday for college football across the nation. I'm going to bring in Eric Budaris, the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, who's covering the ball game with us here this afternoon at Hastings. And Eric, as Jimmy mentioned, a complete turnaround from what we saw a week ago in Seward.
I think we left the team on the bus up in Seward last week. It's a whole new team today. Broncos really, this is Bronco football. Nice mix of the run and pass. Nice mix of short passes, trying some stuff down the field, down deep. The backs are making some, running through some tackles, making the Briarcliff defenders miss. You can see the homecoming got the juices going for the Broncos today.
I think the offensive line playing extremely well against the defensive front from Briarcliff. They were doing just about anything we want to do.
Yeah, you know, and Coach kind of mentioned earlier this week, Briarcliff isn't one to bring a lot of pressure. They really try to sit in those gaps, fill those gaps, and just force you to go around them. And you're absolutely right, Mike. The offensive line doing a good job of opening up some holes, and then Keenan and Terry doing a great job of making that first tackler miss and getting upfield and getting 3 or 4 yards at a crack. Last week, Hastings on first down really struggled getting positive yardage. And today, I don't even think they've been stopped for a loss once today. That's a big, big key. That opens up so much of the playbook when you're in second and 5 as opposed to second and 10.
Talk about John Dossley. He had a horrible week last week at Concordia. He was 7 of 31 throwing the ball a week ago. He had a tough week this week. They kind of opened up the competition with a couple of freshmen that expected maybe to see some action today, but not like John Dossel is playing today. He's going to be pulled. He's having a sensational afternoon today.
Well, he's doing great. The numbers aren't really exciting or anything like that. I think he's about 11 for 21, 100 yards or so. But I'll tell you what, Coach will take that every time. He's not forcing throws. He's not turning it over. He's managing the offense, and it looks very similar to what they did the first week, you know, against Dort. He didn't light up any playbooks or any record books that week, but just very effective moving the team down the field, and that's all you need.
The team looks a lot more comfortable, especially in offense today, I think.
Yeah, you know, and maybe it's home, you know, maybe it's homecoming, you know, maybe it was a wake-up call last week, but the Broncos, you can tell, they've got a little extra jump in their step, and they've got confidence. You know, of course, their field position has been big today for Hastings, and that always helps when you only have to drive the ball 50 yards as opposed to taking it 80 yards every time. You know, Hastings took over. They begin the game inside Briarcliff territory at the Briarcliff 44, got a touchdown. Next possession started at the Briarcliff 48, got a touchdown. Then started at midfield, basically, missed a field goal. So you see, the short field makes a big difference.
Yeah, we saw Nate Arnold. He had the first return at the kickoff, and then Riley Nicola got the punt return to take us into Briarcliff territory on the second possession. So a couple of Hastings boys had an act in this ball game early.
Special teams has been a headache, to say the least, this season for the Broncos. So when Nate Arl got the game started off right with that 49-yard kickoff return, you could maybe just kind of see maybe that the extra time that the Broncos had spent in special teams preparation this week starting to pay off. And you're absolutely right. Nicola had some success at St. Cillian High School returning punts, had a couple of heroic punt returns, had a nice one today to set up on a 17-yard punt return. And then, of course, Johnny Garcia gets the boom, drops the boom right there at halftime, 51 yards. I don't know what the school record is, but that's got to be pretty close. Ernesto, assistant coach down here, he's got to be scratching his head down there.
We enjoy watching him on the sideline. Ernesto's got to be one of the more animated coaches down there. That's Jimmy's main man. He just loves the guy down there.
Well, Coach said at the beginning of the year that Johnny had a big leg, which is, you know, if you look at the kid, he might be 5'6", 5'7", you know, if he's standing on a wooden block, but he's got a big leg, and he showed it there. I mean, that thing would have been good from 60 yards. He really put a hammer into that one.
Hastings College defense will touch on that, playing pretty well here this afternoon. I did not think they played that poorly a week ago. Tony found several things to talk about the defensive effort from a week ago, but they're playing pretty solid again today.
Yeah, they've been very consistent. You know, they started off, they got the Williams kid rattled. I think his first two or three carries went for negative yardage, and it's tough to bring that guy down in negative yardage. They've got a couple of sacks today, but I know Coach Harper's in there right now, still don't have any turnovers. And that's something that the defense has really been able to hang their hat on the last few years, and they haven't been able to do that yet these last couple weeks.
Hastings coming into the ball game today, no interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries. That's it.
Yeah, you know, and they got some hard hitters, and, you know, you look at the secondary, you know, back there, they got some decent experience back there in the secondary. You just wonder when it's going to come. Maybe it's going to come all at once, but you know the coach is in there right now just telling those boys, we need to get some turnovers, because Briarcliff, you know, we may be up 24-0, but you could see they started putting together some things in the second quarter. They're not going to roll over today.
All right, 24-0. Hastings College has got the lead. Thanks for stopping by, Eric. We'll get on to the next week.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Eric Buderas, the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune here this afternoon, covering the ball game with us here today. Tyson Ebronik is standing by in the KHAS studios. He'll get you up to date on all the scores from across the GPAC and across the nation here today. We'll get you the Scholar Athlete of the Week in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back with the third quarter kickoff coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Bronco Football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization. Like the quality printing you want, printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
Today's KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College goalkeeper Cody Petit. Cody, a senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, majoring in marketing with a 3.4 GPA. Cody received the 2010 NAIA Champions of Character Award. He led the Broncos to the NAIA National Championship in 2010, and just this week was named NAIA National Soccer Player of the Week after allowing just one goal in games against number 8 Kansas Wesleyan and number 9 Grandview. On the pitch this year, Petit has allowed just 6 goals in 7 games. Once again, your KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Cody Petit. The Scholar Athlete each week is presented by T&L Irrigation, proudly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard presented by Auto Glass Experts. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings.
Good afternoon and welcome inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios. Tyson and Veronica with you. A happy homecoming it's been for the Hastings College Broncos. They're on top of the Briarcliff Chargers by the score of 24-0. Updating you on some of the other games going on in the GPAC. They started at the traditional 1 o'clock kickoff times. First of all, Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan, and it is Doan at the end of the third quarter, leading the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves by the score of 27-3. At the end of the third quarter, Concordia leads Dort by the score of 21-7. Now, Hastings College having played both Concordia and Dort as well, so Concordia Bulldogs 21, Dort 7 at the end of the third quarter. The other games going on in the GPAC will be kicking off here in about 40 minutes or so. They're set for 4 p.m. kickoff times, and that's Morningside versus Midland. That's a big game that's going to be coming up in the GPAC. Morningside and Midland Lutheran kicking off at 4 p.m. And then also at 4 p.m., it will be Northwestern versus Dakota State. Northwestern Dakota State kicking off at 4 p.m. as well. Do not forget about the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They're going to be kicking off at 6:30. You can listen to that game on the Breeze 94.5. It'll be Nebraska versus Wyoming. Both teams 3-0. It's the first 3-0 start for Wyoming since 1996, and it's the first time Nebraska has traveled to Wyoming. As we get set, we're going to be kicking off our Big Ten schedule next week against Wisconsin. So the last game for our non-conference schedule, Wyoming Cowboys, Nebraska Cornhuskers, 6:30 kickoff. You can watch it on TV on Versus, or make sure, you know, listen to The Breeze 94.5 all season long for complete Nebraska Cornhusker coverage. Well, checking out a few of the other games in the Big Ten Conference, Michigan defeated San Diego State 28-7. Michigan State was all over Central Michigan by the score of 45-7, and Penn State beat Eastern Michigan 34-6. Iowa was winners today against Louisiana Monroe 45-17. Other games of notice, Notre Dame defeated Pittsburgh today 15-12. Notre Dame 15, Pittsburgh 12. And in overtime, I know this one, you're all eagerly on the edge of your seats awaiting. Syracuse defeats Toledo in overtime 33-30. The other game in top 25 action that went final, Georgia Tech defeated North Carolina 35-28, a 7-point win for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. We got a few of the other games going on in progress, and we'll get to those games right after the break from Auto Glass Experts here on the Halftime Scoreboard Show.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Some top 25 teams in action in the first quarter as they just kind of got underway. We have an early lead for the 6th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. They are on top of South Dakota right now by the score of 7-0. Clemson looking to pull off another big win. They beat Auburn last week. Now they're already up ahead of Florida State, up ahead 7-3, Clemson leading Florida State. Virginia Tech is in front of Marshall in the first quarter by the score of 7-0. And in the third quarter, it's TCU 34, Portland State 3. TCU 34, Portland State 3 in the third quarter. Illinois is currently leading Western Michigan in first quarter action. They are leading 7-0. And Texas A&M has the lead in a battle of two top 10 teams as the 8th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies at home at Kyle Field. They're leading the Oklahoma State Cowboys by the score of 7-3. So once again, Hastings College, they are on top of Briarcliff by the score of 24-0, shutting out the Briarcliff Chargers here at halftime. Just a few more scores to pass along. Ohio State leading Colorado by the score of 10-0 in the first quarter, and Miami leading Kansas State as well by the score of 3-0. The other games going on in the GPAC, once again, Doan over Nebraska Wesleyan 27-3. That's at the end of the third quarter. Concordia leading Dort by the score of 21-7 at the end of the third quarter. And your Hastings College Broncos, the game that you're listening to right here on 1230 KHES, the game that we'll be going back to here in just a few minutes. They are up 24-0 on the Briarcliff Chargers. That's the halftime scoreboard show once again from the 1230 KHES Sports Department. I'm Tyson Vronick. Now let's get you back out to the field after the break to hear more on the Hastings College game, Hastings College Briarcliff. We'll get you back out for the call with Mike Will and Jim Purcell coming up in just a minute.
The halftime scoreboard has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. The second half is coming up on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Beamon's Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beamon's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beamon's has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beamon's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. Hastings College football. The Broncos out on top of Briarcliff on a score of 24-0. In addition to homecoming activities, today is also the 2011-2012 Athletic Hall of Fame inductees, and also an Alumni Coach of the Year being honored at a banquet tonight. Among the Hall of Fame inductees this year, the 2010 men's soccer team, Dr. Phil Dudley, of course, the past president of Hastings College, Ken Morrison of Hastings, also being honored. Brent Brummer, who is a soccer player for Hastings College, also the late Robert Bobby Gotch being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and also the Coach of the Year, the Alumni Coach of the Year, is Mark Chavez. They're going to be all honored at a banquet tonight. Hastings College will kick off to begin the second half of play. Bringing the ball back was a Bryce Horseman again for Briarcliff, and the Chargers will have the football to begin the third quarter. First down and 10 of their own 29-yard line. Braulio Castillo, a reserve linebacker for Hastings College, down to make the stop on special teams. So Hastings needs to keep the foot on a pedal, so to speak, here and finish out this game strong, Jimmy. It's 24-0. Hastings out on top.
Yeah, I don't think that. No need for, you know, looking at bringing in a different quarterback. John Dostal has done a great job guiding this team, and I think you're exactly right. Tony Harper, just keep the foot on the gas and keep going. If this thing turns into a route, it's a route. You've got to get some confidence built into this football team, and right now, through two quarters of football, they've got all the confidence in the world.
All right, here's Williams again carrying the ball as they keep it on the ground across the 30 out to the 32-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Indiana Jones of Hastings College. So Jared Williams carrying the ball there for Briarcliff. He's the big workhorse for the Chargers. In the first half of play, he had just 12 carries, 33 yards. Hastings did a good job on him. Away we got a penalty flag. This one will be taken off. There's going to be a penalty marched off against Briarcliff. So an illegal procedure call, I think, was a penalty there on Briarcliff. It'll be a five-yard penalty. Marched back to the 22-yard line. First down and 15. So first down and 15 yards to go. Sioux Falls is out on top of Minot State by the score of 31-3. Sioux Falls, of course, NCAA Division II school this year.
They've been kindly welcomed into Division II action this year so far.
All right, first down and 15 yards to go. There's a handoff. It's going to go to Williams again as they bring it across the 25 out to the 27-yard line where he runs into Indiana Jones again. So back-to-back tackles there for Indiana. That's a pickup of about 7 yards in a play, but now it's going to bring up a second down and eight situation for Briarcliff along the penalty. So the Chargers electing to keep the ball on the ground. They still want to run the football here against the Hastings College defense.
Well, and in that first half, rushing the football was not very successful for Briarcliff. Only 19 yards against Tony Harper's defense. 70 yards came through the air in that first half on the arm of Tropicani.
All right, second down and 8 yards to go. Ball is on the 29-yard line of Briarcliff. Chargers working from our left to our right. Trapagani wants to throw it. He's going to be decked. He's going to be decked on the play as he is thrown down in the backfield. Getting through there for Hastings College that time was Quincy Johnson. Ejected at number 94. In on the stop there for Hastings, Torrey Warren. Warren playing up there on that defensive line. Gets his sack there for Hastings. That's his first sack of the season. And it's now third down and 15 yards to go.
That is three sacks today for Hastings College, and all three sacks have gone for a loss of seven. Good performance today by the defense. It's just been a good performance all the way around. And now Traficanti and Briarcliff faced with a third down and 15.
All right, Traficanti wants to throw the football, looks right, and now he dumps it away here to Williams. And Williams is going to be hit and knocked down. Only a two-yard gain, a great play there by Indiana Jones again. He's all over the place here in this first series. Knocks down Jones, knocks down Williams for just a short pickup there to the 25-yard line. And Briarcliff looking at fourth down and 12 yards to go. They'll have to punt the football away.
A couple of guys very familiar, both wearing 44. 44 for the crimson, 44 in the white. But the 44 in the crimson prevails there, and Indiana Jones in front of a lot of family from Albuquerque here today brings Williams down for a short gain, fourth down. And I believe Riley Nicola back deep, going to get good field position here for Hastings College. He stands at his own 40.
Meisner will get it away. Here comes the pressure. They can't get to it. Good high kick, bounces at the 46-yard line. Riley lets this one go on by at the 35. It's going to roll dead down here at the 33-yard line. So a kick of about 43 yards there, his best effort of the day. Derek Meisner at Hastings College will start first down and 10 at their own 32. Meisner has been averaging only 31.8 yards per kick coming into the football game here this afternoon. So it's 24-0. Hastings College has got the lead here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. And now Hastings on offense for the first time here in the second half. Hastings scored on the first two possessions to start off the ball game here this afternoon. Don Dostal stays in there at quarterback. Wide receivers left and right. Dostal hands the ball away to Keenan Balazs. Keenan breaks it to the near side, 35 to the 40. Keenan out to the 44, 45-yard line before he's brought down. That's Emmanuel Matika, the quarterback here on this right side, coming up to knock him down. But Keenan Balazs, he is running with a little authority here today, Jimmy, as he brings the ball out to the 45.
76 yards now on 14 carries. That one goes off the left side for 13 yards. That's the 16th first down for Hastings College. All as well so far this first series here for Hastings College. They've got it out at their own 45-yard line.
Dostal again hands the ball away to Keenan. He brings it across to 45, out to the 48, 49-yard line, brought down there. Right in the center of the big red H out here, Lloyd Wilson Field. A pickup of about 5 yards into play. Second down and 5 yards to go. Of course, the Broncos with new turf here for the 2011 season. Brightly colored, I might say, with a big red emblem out here in the middle of the field. And that's where we are right now at the 49.5-yard line. Second down and 6 yards to go. Clock running here in the third quarter. 24-0. Hastings out on top.
This field turf here, top of the line stuff, this is what they have at Texas Stadium at the Jerry Jones Dome, but much softer than what the Broncos played on last year.
Here's a play action pass. Now Dostal wants to throw. He dumps it away. It's going to be caught here at the 45 and written out of bounds. They get it to Travis Brown. That's his first reception of the afternoon as Travis Brown is somersaulted out here, out of bounds on the near sideline at the 42. That's going to be enough for a first down. That is the third reception of the season for Travis Brown, a senior out of Fremont Bergen.
Downtown Brown with 9 yards after the catch. Takes it inside Briarcliff territory down to the 41. That is the fifth different receiver that Dostal has gone to today.
Brown splits out wide to the right side. Michael Novicki comes to the left. He'll keep the ball on the ground. There's Balazs again. Hops inside across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. So a pickup there, 3-4 yards. Hastings just powering the ball right against his Briarcliff defense here this afternoon. Hastings now looking at second down and 7 yards to go. The Briarcliff defense was eighth in scoring defense in the conference coming into the football game this afternoon after three games. They were eighth in passing defense and eighth in rushing defense, eighth in total defense. Hastings number two offensively in all those categories. Here's a play action pass now by Dostal. He wants to throw the ball. He's got Novicki out there, and he overthrows him. Novicki could not get to it. A post pattern right in the center of the field there. Dostal led him just a little bit too far, and John knew that one got away from him.
Yeah, John, you could tell he's disgusted with himself. He had Novicki wide open if he just pulls the string on that a little bit. But again, in John's defense, you look at the flags they're whipping from his right shoulder across the field. So, again, he throws that ball up into the air. John's got a gun on him. He's just got to tame her down a little bit. Got a lot of adrenaline running through his body right now. He's had a great ball game.
Third down, 7 yards to go now for Hastings from the 38-yard line. Play action pass again. Dostal stands in a pocket. He's going to take the ball downfield again. A diving attempt not made at the 5-yard line. That was a Travis Brown down inside the 5. That's an incomplete pass, and now we got a penalty flag back up here at the 19-yard line.
This is going to go a holding. Got to be holding on the defense as we see the line judge on the far side.
That's the preliminary indication. Holding call against Briarcliff, so Hastings will get a first down here. Brown was complaining a little bit after he made the diving attempt inside the 10-yard line, got up and started doing a little finger pointing there. The officials agree. The hanky was down here at the 19-yard line, so on the penalty, Hastings will get the football at the 27-yard line, and the Broncos throwing the pig around here a little bit today.
Yeah, 23rd pass attempt for Dostal today, but to give Brown credit, he lunged his body way out trying to, in attempt to make that reception. They'll move the ball down to the 28-yard line, first and 10.
Now they're going to keep the ball on the ground. This is Waiters with the ball. He's at the 25 to the 20. Waiters still on his feet to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Again, a nice run by Terry Waiters, who gets another carry there for Hastings College. Only had only one carry a week ago in the ball game for Concordia, but he's having a good afternoon as well for Hastings, spelling Keenan Balazs a little bit here in the third quarter. Terry Waiters, a sophomore out of Colorado Springs. He moves the ball down to the 11-yard line. Hastings with another first down. The first possession of the second half, Hastings is marching the ball, stuffing the ball down the throats of this Briarcliff defense.
Just doing the numbers here. 8 carries now for Waiters, 55 yards. We'll give him 17 on that one. That's the 19th first down in the afternoon for Hastings College as Beatty splits out to a wing, now in motion across behind Dostal.
All right, Dostal wants to roll. Ryan's going to throw the ball out to a Beatty. He's got the ball at the 5-yard line, lunges for the goal line. Did he get in? Did he stay in bounds? He is going to say his foot went out at about the 4. The official is going to mark the football at the 4-yard line. Beatty took a lunge for the goal line. He did not get there, and he steps out of bounds to the 4, but a completed pass there goes for about 7 yards.
Actually, now they're going to give him a better spot on that. Line judge
yeah.
is standing inside the 1,
yeah.
so they're going to have it down inside the 1-yard line, so we're going to give him a 10 on that. The Broncos first and goal here inside the 1.
Dostal is going to turn and hand the ball away to Waiters. He crashes forward, and he gets in there for a touchdown. Terry Waiters scores there for Hastings College. He scores his second touchdown of his Hastings College career as he takes it in from 1 yard out. And the Broncos open up the second half just like they did in the first half. March the ball right down the field and stuff it in the end zone. Hastings now with a 30-0 lead.
Yeah, only 3 pass attempts on that drive there. Everything come on the ground. It was all 39 yards, primarily a lot of Keenan Balazs, but Terry Waiters gets into the act. He gets it across the goal line from 1 yard out. So now Waiters, 9 carries, 56 yards. The Broncos now have extended their lead 30-7, and they are on their way to a homecoming victory here today.
Johnny Garcia into the ball game now. He's 5 for 5 on extra points. Ball is down, a low snap, but they get her down, and the extra point through the pipes. 8 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in quarter number 3. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 31 and Briarcliff nothing.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 31-0, Hastings College with a lead over Briarcliff. Next Saturday, Hastings on the road, a tough one. A week from today, we'll play in Mitchell, South Dakota against the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan playing today. Actually, they got the weekend off, so Dakota Wesleyan has a week to get ready. That'll be a 1 o'clock start next week, 12:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Here's the kickoff. Briarcliff down the near sideline and run out of bounds up here at about the 40-yard line. New man bringing the ball back there. It's Jonathan Major for the Briarcliff Chargers. He is pushed out of bounds here at the 42-yard line. So first down and 10 for Briarcliff out here at the 42. Hastings College with a lead, 31-0 now over the Chargers of Briarcliff. Briarcliff has not won in this series since 2008. You were there up in Sioux City. Briarcliff scored in the last play of the game to beat Hastings 25-24.
Yeah, we were in disbelief on that play.
Hastings leading the all-time series with the Chargers 6-2. First down and 10 for the Chargers from their own 42-yard line. Handoff again goes to Williams, jumps outside. He's at the 45, puts his head down and drives it across the 50 to the Bronco 49-yard line. Tyson Burris into the stop there for Hastings College defensively. But a nice pickup there of about 8 yards for the running back for Briarcliff, Jared Williams. So despite trailing 31-0, head coach Tom Rethman continues to keep the ball on the ground here this afternoon. Briarcliff on the pass has been a throwing ball club. He wanted to get back to rushing the football. They're doing a much better job here in this season, but They're down by 31 points. There's a pass out here. It's going to be incomplete. Quick little swing pass given out here to Stephen Levy. And hits the turf, and it's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down for the Briarcliff Chargers. So third down for Briarcliff. Third down and about 2 yards to go. Third down and two. The ball is just shy of the 50-yard line. We're down to 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's a Trafficante up under center again with back split behind him. Trafficante backs up. He's going to throw it down the left sideline. Horseman is out there. He makes a diving grab. Did he hang on to it? Yes, and he stays in bounds at the 21-yard line. Harshman is the receiver out there. Makes a nice catch at the 21-yard line of Hastings. And the Briarcliff Chargers are during the red zone of the Broncos.
Boy, and a nice pass by Trafficante. The only guy that was going to make that reception was his leading receiver, Harshman, and Riley Nicola was on coverage. Riley was in his hip pocket, but again, a great pass and a nice catch. That one goes for 29 yards.
Here's a Trafficante. He's going to hand the ball away again to Williams, and Williams cannot get outside, and he is knocked down all the way back here at about the 24-yard line. Burst in on the stop there for Hastings College defensively. Also, Aaron Verlinde in the area for the Broncos. A loss of a couple of yards on the play. Pushed back here to the 23-yard line. Or brings up second down and 12.
Williams down in the afternoon, 15 carries, only 46 yards. That's a tough deal to bring a guy like that down behind the line of scrimmage, but the Broncos have been able to bring down Williams a couple times for negative gains. And the Briarcliff faced now with a second down and 12, the ball at the 23 of Hastings College.
Harshman is your wide receiver, split out wide to the left side. Trafficante throws the football. He looks that way, and he is hit just as he gets rid of the ball. The ball's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted by Nicola. If the play stands, it is. Riley Nicola gets the interception. Somebody leveled a hit of the quarterback, Tom Trafficante.
John Molise came like a man shot out of a cannon, and he unloaded on Trafficante, and he is very slow. The trainers will come out, but he'll trot off the field. He'll wonder what town he's in. But, again, that ball was just fluttering in the air like a sick dove, and Hastings College comes up with the turnover, and that's one thing Tony talked about. They were unable to get any turnovers against Concordia last week. He said we must have some fumbles. We must come up with some interceptions, and the Broncos do right here, and they'll take over at the 11-yard line with 7:03 left to go here. Quarter number three, comfortably out ahead of Briarcliff, 31-0.
Now Victor Stapp is going to be in the backfield. He's going to grab the ball here on this first play and gets the ball to the 10-yard line. Actually, a loss of about a yard in the play. The line of scrimmage was the 11, so a loss of one in the play for Victor Stapp. That's how you get turnovers, Jimmy. You got to get some pressure on the quarterback, and that, indeed, they had some pressure on the quarterback, Trafficante. He was hit just as he threw the football, kind of fluttered in the air, was deflected a couple of times, and finally Riley Nicola. That is the first interception of the season for the Bronco defense.
Well, and I tell you what, John Molise, I don't know if anybody even touched him for that Briarcliff offensive line. Molise was through there so fast, and Trafficante had nothing to do but to try to just throw that ball away, but he was hit before he wanted to throw the football, and the Broncos come up with it.
Here's Dostal going to throw the ball. It's going to be caught here on the near side across the 15, out to the 16-17-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds as Hastings goes to Zach Beatty. Zach Beatty coming out of backfield, and now Hastings looking at a third down situation. Concordia has beaten Dort today by a score of 21-7. That one is final. So Concordia beats Dort 21-7. Last check, Doan had the lead over the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves, 20-3. They are in the third quarter in Lincoln. Doan looking to stay undefeated in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year under former assistant coach from Hastings, Matt Franzen. Here's a handoff now to Victor Stapp. He's got a blocker in front of him as he angles off to the right side. Takes the ball out to the 21-22-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down. The officials will move the sticks. 31-0, Hastings out on top of Briarcliff here this afternoon.
First down, number 20 on the afternoon from Hastings College. Boy, we found another new receiver. We've got so many of them for Tony Harper and his troops offensively. But Zach Beatty this afternoon, 3 receptions, 34 yards. Zach's doing a good job blocking in there. The fullback for Hastings College doesn't get a whole lot of touches. And when you get a chance, you try to make the most of it, and Beatty's doing a great job today.
All right, here's a handoff now to Victor Stapp. He changes gears across the 20 to the 25-yard line to the 30, out to the 35-yard line. Victor Stapp put her down an overdrive and took the ball to the right side, moves it across the 30 as he tumbles forward out to the 34. Hastings with 3 different types of running backs. Keenan Blige, kind of the squirty type of guy. You've got Waiters, who we saw with a lot of power. Now we got to Victor Sapp, who's got more shifts than a 27 Essel.
Yes, he does. And I'm just waiting for that one time he breaks something big and gets in the end zone, because I've heard he's got a dance will just break you down. And I'm just waiting.
Is it going to cost us 15?
It'll probably cost us 15. There's only one more guy more entertaining on the side of the football field other than Ernesto. As we got flags, they'll blow this a dead. Ernesto, if you watch him on the sidelines, he's the most entertaining coach I've ever watched. He's the only kicking coach I know that has a headset. We've still yet to figure out who he talks to. But Victor Sapp is going to be a fine product for Tony Harper. He is electrifying.
So they go to Victor Sapp again. He picked up a couple of yards, but the Broncos were in motion. That's going to cost him 5 yards. Brings the ball back here to the 29-yard line. Hastings will be looking at first down and 15. 4:50 to play. Here in the third quarter, Hastings comfortably ahead this afternoon by a score of 31-0.
Did you get your ticket for the party? Usually here at Hastings College on homecoming, we've had as much as a swimming pool down here in the end zone one year. I remember a couple years ago, but we've got a party going on in the
The end zone party.
Yeah.
Put on by the Student Association here on homecoming day. There's a pass to the right side. It's going to be over the head of the intended receiver. A couple of receivers in the area. Nate Arnold was there. I think Zane Anstein was there. I think Hastings is going to be penalized for holding here. The hanky is down again at the 28. The officials will discuss this one. That was probably the worst throw we have seen all day today from John. That was sailing over the head of everybody to the far sideline. Penalty flag down. There's the hold on Hastings. So back-to-back penalties on the Broncos. And now Hastings going in reverse here. It's going to bring up a first down and long situation. We'll see if Briarcliff accepts this penalty or declines it, takes the play. They're going to decline the penalty, so it's going to bring up second down and 15. Second and 15 for Hastings. The ball is at the 29-yard line.
Hasn't been a whole lot of laundry on the field today. There was only four in that first half, and that's the second penalty here in the second half on Hastings College. So that's four total for the day.
Broncos, the second least penalized team early in the season here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, are averaging only 47.5 yards per ball game so far this year. And now what do we have? Hastings calling a timeout. Looks like the Broncos are a little confused now offensively as they're going to come to the sideline and retool things here. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 31, Briarcliff nothing.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings in Dakota Wesleyan next Saturday from Mitchell, South Dakota. On the air with a pregame show at 12:15. 1 o'clock for the kickoff, the Tigers and the Broncos next week.
Remember, we got to get an early start. I want to get my postcards from the Corn Palace. It's not very many times you get to get to the Corn Palace.
Second down and 15 yards to go following the timeout. Dosta wants to throw, being flushed out of the pocket. Now he's hitting down. He goes. He is sacked back here at the 20-yard line by Briarcliff. So Dosta is thrown down. A loss of about 10 yards on the quarterback sack, and busting through there for Briarcliff that time was Eric Jones. Jones, a 220-pound sophomore from St. Louis, Missouri.
That is the first sack today. We've talked about the offensive line playing a pretty good football game today, but that's the first sack they have given up, and John Wisely just ate that football, nowhere to go with it, and he was brought down for a 9-yard loss, we'll call it. So now third down and Parkview Cemetery to go.
All right, Dosta wants to throw the football. Now he's got to scramble out of there. He's across the 25 to the 30, and he's hit down at the 32-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Paul Blanchard, a defensive lineman, a junior from Wathen, Minnesota. So Dostal on the quarterback scramble picks up some yards, but he needed 24. He got about 11, so Hastings looking at fourth down and 13 yards to go. And now Hastings will punt. Is this the first time we've punted today?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yep, first time. First sack, first time. But again, John Dostal doing a great job eluding the traffic, getting out of there. Dostal now with three carries and 42 yards. He gets some of that yardage back. But now Tyler Merton's in there to punt the football away for Hastings College.
39.6 is his average. Good snap. Mertens will get it away. Good booming kick. And Briarcliff will field the ball at the 28-yard line, back to the 30, and that's all she wrote. Spun down there That was Emmanuel Matika. Matika carrying the ball, but Tyson Burrish brings him down in a hurry.
41-yard kick, about 8 on the return. But again, Matika was met very rudely by Tyson Burrish. We're going to come up with a nickname. This guy's just an animal. The transfer from Northern Colorado. He was on campus as a freshman, sophomore, then transferred. We've talked about him a lot, but boy, he is on a mission this year.
How about Crusher?
Crusher? I'm going to say Psycho, because he's just always around the football, and he makes people pay. He's just he's a mean player.
First down and 10 yards to go for Briarcliff. They've got the ball at the 33. There's a handoff now as they keep the ball on the ground. That's going to be Williams down the sideline as he gets out there and brings the ball all the way out to the 45 to the 46-yard line. So a run there by Jared Williams. Tackle is made in there. He's run out of bounds by Stephen Bodine of Hastings College. Now before he picks up a first down out to the 45-yard line, how would you be, would you feel comfortable with a nickname of Psycho?
No, but if I was a football player and was as destructive as Tyson Burrish, he is around the football about every play as he was right there. And we'll come up with something different than Psycho, but he's a whale of a football player.
Here's Traffic Canny wants to throw the ball, does, out here to Steven Levy, but the Broncos right there, just a short gain. Pick up of 3 yards in the play. That's Carruthers into the stop there, Kyle Carruthers. So a couple of new people into the ball game now defensively for the Tony Harper defense as they bring the ball up here to the 47. That's a pickup of only 2 yards in a play, second down and 8. So Kyle Carruthers now playing here at the quarterback position for Hastings College. Bodine is at the other corner. Riley Nicholas still in the ball game defensively for Hastings College. As Briarcliff comes up to the line of scrimmage, second down and 8 yards to go from their own 47. Briarcliff working from our left to our right. There's a handoff to Williams. Williams trying to take it inside. Now he gets away across the 50, 45, 40. Spins away at the 35 and takes the ball to the 32. First time today, that was poor tackling by Hastings College. As Williams was stopped right at the line of scrimmage there, then all of a sudden he squirts through there and brings the ball down to the 32-yard line, a first down for the Chargers.
That is first down number 10 on the afternoon for Briarcliff. And again, Alec Diffendaffer was the first guy. He's the linebacker on the left side. He came in very hard, got his arms around the ankles, but you're not going to ankle tackle this guy. You're going to have to get him and gang tackle. And then Williams does a great job picking up 19 yards right up the meat of that defense. They take it all the way down to the 33 of Hastings College.
There's a traffic canny play action pass as he rolls to his right. Now unloads downfield. That one is going to be incomplete, nearly intercepted. Stephen Bodine had the line of the ball there for Hastings College. Could not come up with it down at the 10. So it's an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a second down and 10. Traffic Canny has been throwing the football around here a little bit this afternoon. Limited success from Traffic Canny. He's had 16 pass attempts so far.
17.
That was number 17 right there. That was nearly picked off by Stephen Bodine.
Yeah, 12 of 17 on the afternoon. We'll get some yardage here for you in just a minute.
Second down and 10 yards to go. Traffic Canny turns and gives the ball away to Williams. He backs up and takes the ball down to the 30-yard line. So Williams carrying the ball again to about the 30, just a short pickup there.
105 yards for Traffic Canny throwing the football around. And a good job there by Hastings College defensively. The workhorse today has been the guy coming in. It's no shocker here, Jared Williams. Again, we've talked about him. He's 230 pounds, and he has carried the load for Briarcliff today. We'll give him 3 on that carry, and that gives him 18 carries, 79 yards on the afternoon.
40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Broncos comfortably ahead. It is 31-0. Briarcliff with the ball at the 30-yard line. Traffic Canny wants to throw the ball. Here comes the pressure. He rolls to his right. He unloads. The ball is caught here at the 25-yard line. It's going to be short of a first down as they get the ball here to Dobbins. That's the first reception of the day for Troy Dobbins. They go tight end for Briarcliff. They're going to spot the football at the 24. They got to go to the 23 for the first down. So fourth down and a yard. And now Tom Rethman wants to call a timeout. Well, they're going to let the play. They're going to let the clock run down here and end the third quarter. So they'll have some time here to think about it. That's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books this afternoon. Bronco football from 1230 KHIS. After 3, Hastings 31, Briarcliff nothing.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth down in the yard. Briarcliff will go for it here to begin the fourth quarter of play from the Hastings College 24. Williams gets the call, and I don't think he made it. Williams may have been stacked up there by the Broncos. Indiana Jones is in there, and a bunch of other crimson shirts. I don't think Williams got there. Diffendaffer is there as well. Nicola is there. They were all there. They did not pick up the first down, and fourth down and a yard from the Hastings 24. They actually lost a half a yard. A great job by the Bronco defense to start the fourth quarter.
Well, and again, we talk about Williams, how he's been the workhorse down. 19 carries, 79 yards in the afternoon. He has been a tough guy to bring down. And you got to gang tackle him. And gang, I'm telling you, the Hastings College defense has played a phenomenal game. They did last week. They were only allowed Concordia one touchdown and a field goal, but they have snuffed Briarcliff here today, and they will take over at the 25-yard line.
Now, Dostal stays in there at quarterback. They're going to give the ball here to, I think, Balazs is back in there. Yeah, Balazs brings the ball across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Pick up of 2 yards on the play, second down and 8. Now into the fourth quarter with 14:40 to play.
Balazs now in the afternoon, 17 carries, 86 yards. So a good afternoon for him. We look at through three quarters here, Hastings College with 319 yards of total offense. Briarcliff only 172.
All right, so the Broncos putting together a good show here this afternoon. Dostal throws the ball. It's caught here. That's a Beatty with another reception. Beatty brings the ball out to the 36-yard line before he's brought down here on the near sideline. Getting over here was Marcel Moody, a sophomore from St. Louis, defensively for Briarcliff. But that's another first down. You talked about Beatty running the football. Yeah, the old Hastings College offense, you didn't get many carries. You were basically a blocking back. Hey, in the new Tony Harper retooled offense, you're a receiver out there. The fourth reception today for Zach Beatty.
Tell you what, Beatty's probably going to be lobbying because he's got a chance to be leading receiver for the Broncos today. That's 4 catches, 36 yards.
Here's Balazs. He just goes straight ahead across the 40 out to the 41-yard line. The Broncos picking up 4 and 5 yards at a crack here. As he brings the ball out to the 41, a pickup there of 5 yards. That's going to bring up a second down and 5 now. And we talked about the quarterback situation at the beginning of the broadcast. Might see Matt Overmiller because John Dostal might struggle today. Now we see might see Matt because he might be in mop-up duty here. This would be a great time to get the freshman into the ballgame today.
Well, it would be. Get him some snaps, and Dostal picks one up off the turf here and rolls right.
Rolls right, throws it down the right sideline. It's going to be over the head again of Zach Beatty out here at the 40-yard line. Yeah, if you're going to get your freshman quarterback in there, why not get him in there with a 31-0 lead in the fourth quarter, get his feet wet, so to speak.
Well,
Adam Central product.
Yeah, exactly. But Dostal has done a pretty good job today. We'll look at his numbers. Let's see, he had that one completion to Beatty, so he's going to be 15 of 26 this afternoon for 143 yards. So a pretty good afternoon for Dostal. He's had several nice scrambles out of the pocket, too, rushing the football. Dostal with 33 yards on 4 carries.
Also threw for 156 in the season-opening win over the Dort Defenders. Here's Keenan Balazs trying to get outside and does not get there. He is brought down at the 40-yard line, a loss of a couple of yards in the play. Doan has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan today by a score of 27-3. So Matt Franzen could have the Doan College Tigers up and running. Doan has now gone to 4-0 on the season. They are 3-0. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, probably the turnaround story of the season so far.
Tell you what, Crete's got a couple of pretty good football teams. The number one ranked team in Class B, the Crete Cardinals, and on the same field, the Doan Tigers. It's taken a few years from what touchdown Tommy Frazier took to the cellar, but Matt Franz has brought him back, and it's good to know Matt, heck of a nice guy and a good football coach as he's got him rolling.
Matika jumps back deep. This is only the second punt of the day for Hastings, a high kick. Mertens gets that one away, and Matika signals for the fair catch and makes it here at the 18-yard line. That's where Briarcliff will start. So two games in the books so far in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have the early starts today. Doan beating Nebraska Wesleyan 27-3. Concordia knocking out Dort by a score of 21-7. getting started or just getting started right now is Morningside playing in Fremont against Midland. Northwestern playing a non-conference game at Dakota State today. 31-0 here. Hastings College has got the lead. We are in the fourth quarter, 12 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the final period. And now coming back out, we'll check the quarterback situation for you for Briar Cliff. Traffic Candy was kind of beat up on the last series, but he's going to come back out. He'll answer the bell here for Briar Cliff. And now we've got a penalty here, a false start on Briar Cliff. So a false start on the offensive line there for Briar Cliff. That'll cost him 5 yards, first down and 15.
Broncos on the afternoon averaging 6 yards per play.
I like your chances.
A complete turnaround, and we talked about it in the pregame show. Needed to wipe away that game last week and start fresh, and the Broncos looked very, very good today.
Traffic Candy's going to run the football. He's going to hand it away. Williams comes up to the 20-yard line and gang tackled there at about the 21 or 22. So they get the penalty yards back and some as they bring it to the 22-yard line. Torrey Warren, another stop there for Hastings College. It's now second down and 8 yards to go. Warren playing down on the defensive line because of injuries. The sophomore out of Norfolk. So second down and 8 yards to go for the Briar Cliff Chargers, moving from our right to our left here in quarter number four. South and north here this afternoon. Wide receivers all over the place now. They might abandon the rushing attack, trailing 31-0 here in the fourth quarter, but they keep the ball on the ground. Williams just bangs his way out across the 25 to the 28-yard line where he's brought down right there. Jared Williams, leading rusher for the Briar Cliff Chargers, coming into the football game here this afternoon. He's done the job on the ground today for Briar Cliff. He's going to pick up the first down out to the 29-yard line. They will move the sticks. The clock is running. We're down to 11 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the football game.
That has been the workhorse on the afternoon. Williams with unofficially 21 carries, 94 yards as he gets enough for the first down. So they'll spot it at the 30 where they'll be set up with a first down here.
Wide receivers left and right, two to each side now for Tom Traficani. He backs up. He's going to look left. Here's the pressure coming on. They dump it away to Williams on the screen pass. He's hit once, and then down he goes at the 31. He tried to squirt loose to the right side, but Indiana Jones will bring him down. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play. So he'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go. You hold Williams to a 1 yard gain. Take that any day.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Again, Indiana Jones in on the tackle. But I'll tell you what, Hastings has had some outstanding linebackers here for several years. We got to go back to Mark Hemgee, then brother McKenzie Hemgee, and McKenzie and Indiana very close. They talk a lot helping out. We got a ball loose here.
Yeah, Traffic Candy can't handle the snap out of the shotgun, and he's got to go back and cover it up at the 20-yard line. So a loss in a play of 11 yards. Tom Traffic Candy was in the shotgun, and that's a snap from his center. Partapillo was to his right. Mike Partapillo. And Traficani had to knock it down one-handed, and he gets on top of the football here at the 20-yard line, loss of 11. So now it's third down and 20 yards to go. Mike Partapillo, the center, 5'10", 270, a sophomore out of Carroll Stream, Illinois. Third down and 20 yards to go here now for the Chargers. They're going to snap this ball with 10 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Much better snap that time. Traficani grabs it. Here comes the pressure. They throw it out here. It's incomplete. Brady Van Dusen was not even looking for the ball. He was coming out of the backfield. Van Dusen had his back to the pass there. It's incomplete. Now it's fourth down and 20 yards to go. Fourth and 20, and it's going to be a punting situation here for Briar Cliff.
Colton Mueller putting a lot of pressure on Traficani as he was coming hard from that outside. Colton, the brother of former Bronco Jake Mueller from Gross Catholic. Mueller only a sophomore, so a lot of high hopes for him. Jake was a good product. He played 4 years for Hastings College and dominated that front line.
Beisner dropping back deep. Here come the Broncos trying to get to it, and they can't. Riley Nicholas back to grab the ball to 48 across the 50. He's at the 45 and takes the ball to the 42-yard line. Getting some plays here out of our special teams today as Riley Nicholas takes the ball into Briar Cliff territory at the 42-yard line. John Dostal comes back out here for Hastings College to finish things up. Not seen Matt Overmiller as of yet to make his Hastings College debut here at home.
Well, he's up a throwing. He's got the towel tucked in his pants, and he's down throwing on the sideline, so we'll see if maybe we see him in this next series.
All right, Hastings will start this drive from the 42-yard line as they hand the ball away. That's Keenan Balaj. Balaj, or that's Terry Waiters. Waiters takes the ball to the 37-yard line. That's a pickup of 5 yards in a play for Terry Waiters, who's having a good afternoon. So, yeah, it looks like we're going to see the debut of Matt Obermiller, who is on the sidelines up and throwing. Hastings comfortably ahead. You always want your number two quarterback to be ready to go one way or the other, huh? He did not take any snaps against Dort, did not take any snaps last week against Concordia. Second down, 5 yards to go. Dostal backs up, surveys the field. He throws it down the right sideline. Nate Arnold is out there, and it's going to be incomplete. Nate Arnold, John Dostal threw that one to the out-of-bounds side, and Nate could not come up with it there. Incomplete pass, and now it's third down.
Tony still with that foot firmly on the gas pedal, going for the home run ball there, leading the ball game 31 to nothing. But I like it.
Yeah.
Just keep the pressure on.
Play selection has been pretty good today. Next week, good, interesting matchup. Tony Harper, the head coach for Hastings College, also was a head coach at Dakota Wesleyan before coming to Hastings as an assistant coach. And now we're going to see, is Matt out there?
No, not yet.
Still, John Dostal is still out there on third down. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught here. Caught at the 27-yard line. Zane Anstein gets a reception. That's going to be a first down. Yeah, Tony Harper, before coming to Hastings as an assistant coach, was a head coach up at Dakota Wesleyan. I think Tony made a brief stop at Dana for a year or so, and then he came to Hastings. But he'll be returning back to some old roots up there in Mitchell, South Dakota next week. It'll be a nice little homecoming, so to speak, against his former team at Dakota Wesleyan.
Anstein now 3 receptions and 27 yards on the afternoon. Zane, a good performance here today.
There's a handoff to Waiters. Waiters at the 25-yard line to the 20 and takes the ball inside the red zone down to about the 18-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Briar Cliff. They got some second-teamers in there now. That was the outside linebacker, Kevin Kennedy Jr., who's still in there, the junior out of St. Louis. The gain on the play is about 8 yards. Second down and 2 yards to go. The ball is at the 18-yard line of Briar Cliff. Hastings out on top 31 to nothing this afternoon. Here's Waiters again. He breaks it outside, 15, 10. Penalty flags are down. Waiters still on his feet, takes the ball to the 8-yard line before he is jerked down here by the Briar Cliff defense. But I think we're going to have a holding call on Hastings College. So Hastings, the second least penalized team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, seeing some flags here this afternoon. And that time they are caught for holding. That'll bring it back here. So a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
Well, I'll tell you what, getting a really good look at Terry Waiters this afternoon, unofficially 11 carries, 69 yards for Waiters today and one touchdown. But again, got to look at Victor Sapp. So we've got, with the loss of Dalton Seeley, that was a huge, huge loss in the Dort game. But you've got to continue moving on, and you've got to try to put guys in the places and try to, you know, fill them slots. And, boy, Waiters has done a whale of a job today. He is a powerful runner.
Second down and 11 after the penalty. Here's a pitch back to Waiters. Waiters at the 30, puts his head down, drives it to the 25-yard line, gets his hat knocked off. And now we've got several flags down. We got a little mix-up here in the defensive secondary. Got a couple of players going at it there. And something happened down there.
Now, for Hastings College, that's Derek Whipple, and he was on his knees. And I'm not sure.
We got all kinds of laundry. I think everybody saw that. We had a little scuffle back there. A couple of players going at it.
That was number 96 defensively for...
96 is Bosque.
Yeah,
Josh Bosque.
And I believe he's been ejected from the game. He was met by a coach that, believe it or not, is bigger than him on the far sidelines. And he has his jersey up to about his nose right now, giving him the third, fourth, and fifth degree, but he took a kick at Whipple, and that's when the flag started rolling. So we're going to see what happens, but yeah, it's heated on that far sidelines. You can see him in the back row up against the bleachers over there.
All right, so the official is going to sort out this mess. A personal foul against Briar Cliff is the case here. And that's the case. He's been thrown out of the ball game. That's evidently the case. As John Bosque evidently kicked Derek Whipple down there.
Well, I was watching the situation go on down there, and as he was trying to kick him, he didn't connect with his head, but if he would have, I don't know what good it's going to do. He's got his helmet on. Obviously would have probably put a bell ringer into to Whipple, but then... Nevertheless, the Broncos benefit on this, and they'll get her all the way down. It'll be first First down at the 12-yard line.
There's a handoff now to Waiters as he goes straight ahead, takes the ball down to the 10. I think maybe a frustration move there. Briarcliff has not had a lot of good things happen to him here this afternoon. Right from the get-go, Hastings scored in their first two possessions today and really took control of the football game, and not a whole lot has happened. Briarcliff still with a goose egg on the scoreboard here this afternoon. We're down to 7 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Hastings now looking at second down and 8 yards to go. Football down here at the 10-yard line of Briarcliff. If they want to get Matt Overmiller some work, time is being sucked off of the clock here.
I think all they did is let him warm up over here on the sidelines. I don't.
Here's a handoff now to Waiters again. Waiters across the 10-yard line, takes the ball down to the 6. Before he's around Keenan Balazs back into the ball game. Tackle is made in there by Marcel Moody for the Briarcliff Chargers. A pickup of a yard or so. A couple of yards as they move the ball down to about the 5-yard line. So Hastings now looking at third down and about 3 yards to go. Third and 3.
I've got Matt down here right in front of us on the sidelines. He's got a football in his hands. He's got the chin strap snapped and ready to go in for action, but doesn't appear that he's going to go in here. Dostal's going to remain in there. Third down and 3 here at the Briarcliff 5.
Nate Arnold is your wide receiver split to the right side. John Dostal rolls that way. Here's a throw. It's going to be caught. Touchdown. Nate Arnold gets his second touchdown reception of the afternoon. That's a 5-yard touchdown pass thrown by John Dostal. Hastings adds 6, and it's now 37-0.
Nice job there. The offensive line has really done a great job. They cut block there. It was just a slant pattern. Arnold was lined up in the slot on the right side. He just ran a little down and in pattern, and Dostal pulled from center, rolled to the right side, and he hit Arnold on a diving play. And the product from Adams Central with 2 touchdown catches today. And Johnny Garcia in to attempt the point after as the Broncos push it out to 37-0.
High ball is down. Here comes the extra point by Garcia, and he's still perfect in that category here for the 2011 season as he nails the PAT. We will take a break. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the fourth quarter this afternoon. The score, Hastings 38, Briarcliff nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex along with Jimmy Purcell. Pleasant afternoon. Homecoming weekend here for Hastings College today. Broncos are out on top of Briarcliff by a score of 38-0.
Yeah, and last year the Broncos won 33-0. They've exceeded that here at home in front of the homecoming crowd. Johnny Garcia into the pig yet again. It'll come down to about the 10-yard line.
And here comes Briarcliff back here on the rush across the 25 out to the 26, 27-yard line, bringing the ball back. Jonathan Major for Briarcliff. Curtis Hudeberg down on special teams to get the stop there for Hastings College. So we're down to 5:05 to play. After the ball game, we'll name our players of the game. We'll get you the coaches' post-game show. And then Tyson Ebronic back in the KHAS Sports Studios. He'll get you eye on sports, all the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon and across the nation in major college football. Briarcliff coming out now. They'll start this drive on their own 27-yard line. Now we're going to have a new quarterback in there for Briarcliff to begin this drive. As they're going to stay in the shotgun as they throw it to the far side. That one's nearly picked off. That's P.J. Quiroga. P.J. Quiroga into the ball game now for Briarcliff at quarterback. Nearly picked off there by Carlton of Hastings. So P.J. Quiroga into the ball game now for Briarcliff, 6'2", 190-pound freshman from Donna, Texas. So Quiroga is in there now for Briarcliff to try to get something going. 38-0, Hastings College with the lead. Wide receivers left and right. They're going to hand the ball away across the 30 to the 32-yard line. A new guy in there, too, running the ball. That's going to be Robert Wilson. Wilson out of St. Louis, Missouri, as he takes the ball to the 33. So now Tom Reffman, the head coach for Briarcliff, getting some new folks into the ball game here this afternoon. Briarcliff is going to drop to 1-3 on the season. They will go to 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College will improve to 2-1 in the conference and 2-1 overall after this one this afternoon. We'll get ready to head north next week. Home of the Corn Palace. Mitchell, South Dakota next week. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan, air time at 12:15. Here's Quiroga dropping back to throw. Quiroga being pressured. He's going to be wrapped up, and he's going to be dropped here at the 30-yard line. Going to go down as a quarterback sack for Hastings College. That was a loss of 3 yards in a play as a Quiroga is brought down there at the 30.
Boy, and again, Colton Mueller coming from the outside again, number 30. Got his hands on Quiroga, and then it was
lights out.
Yeah, Curtis Hudeberg come in there and made the final stop to bring him down short of the line of scrimmage. So fourth down, and Riley Nicola going to get another chance. The Bronco offense going to get another shot, and I would guess that this would be the debut of Matt Overmiller.
4:40 to play here in the fourth quarter. Now Briar Cliff, it's a couple of guys short on their punt team. They've done this enough today that they should know who's on the punt team, and now they got to call a timeout. So they had some guys maybe eating a dog or two on the sidelines there and unable to get into the ball game. They'll have to burn a timeout. 4:31 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings 38, Byron Cliff nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Brian Cliff going to punt now on fourth down, 6 yards to go from their own 32-yard line. Nicola back deep. This is going to be Derek Beisner back into the ball game to do the punting chores. Stands at his own 17-yard line. Derek Beisner will be waiting for the snap here on fourth down and 6 yards to go. High snap. Beisner brings it down, gets the kick away. Riley Nicola looks up. Nicola is going to grab the ball at the 30-yard line and brought down at the 35, 36-yard line. So Riley Nicola brings the ball back here for Hastings College. We've got an injured Briarcliff Charger slow in getting up down there. Mike Trombaugh for Briarcliff. And now we get the debut of Matt Overmiller, the freshman quarterback out of Adams Central. Matt Overmiller is into the ball game now for Hastings.
Alan, Bill Carlin somewhere either listening or maybe he's here, has had a couple of several guys from Adams Central that have shined for Hastings College in several years. Arlt is shining today, and now his quarterback from last year, Matt Overmiller, will take his first snap.
As you hand the ball away, we got a new running back into the ball game now for Hastings College, Alex Romero. Those are two guys that had terrific preseason camps. In fact, they were both vying maybe for the starting jobs of the respective positions, and Overmiller and also Alex Romero. This is the first time we're going to see this kid. He's a 5'8", 177-pound freshman out of Lincoln North Star, and he can flat fly with a football. Alex Romero, now in there, first time we've had a chance to see him here for the 2011 season. That was a pickup of 3 yards in a play. He's a little dude, though. He's out there. Alex Romero at the tailback for Hastings. Second down and 7 yards to go. Matt Overmiller calling the signals. He turns and gives the ball away to Romero as he crashes across the 40 out to the 42-yard line. So a couple of guys seeing some playing time for the first time here in their college careers at Hastings College, Matt Overmiller and Alex Romero. I guess Matt played some JV ball on Monday, got knocked around a little bit in his first collegiate action.
That's good for him.
Had a good outing in the junior varsity level on Monday.
That's good for him. He's got a bright future here. A big quarterback listed at 6'5", 185 pounds. They'll put a few more pounds on him, but he brings to the table a little bit more as far as the height factor, and he's going to throw his first pass here. Snap. No, he's not. They're going to waver dead.
Hastings, I think, jumped up front, so a penalty. Matt wanted to throw the football there, and it's an illegal procedure call against Hastings. They've actually got another quarterback that's done a good job during the preseason workouts, and on into this week, that's Kendall Ferguson, a freshman quarterback, a big, tall kid at 6'6", that can throw the ball downfield. He's out of Kimball, Nebraska. In fact, they had open competition at the quarterback position here this week after John Dostal struggled a little bit against Concordia a week ago. Kendall Ferguson and Matt Overmiller and John taking equal snaps with the number one unit this week. Dostal wins out and done a remarkable job here today in this ball game against Briar Cliff. And now Matt is in the mop-up role here today. Overmiller hands the ball away to Alex Romero, and Romero is stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of a yard in the play as Alex Romero is spun down there by the Chargers. And now Hastings looking at third down and long. Third down and long for Hastings. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. And the Briarcliff coaches next door, they're packing things up. They're going home.
Wrapping up and heading home. And the Bronco punt team on fourth down going to run out. But, Mike, after a 137-yard performance last week, the Broncos unofficially at 381 yards of total offense here today.
Tyler Mertens into the ball game now for Hastings to punt. This has been a rare occasion for the Broncos. Mertens will stand at his own 23-yard line. High snap. Here comes the pressure. Mertens gets the ball away. High in the air, but it's not going to go too far. It takes the Hastings College bounce, though. Bounces at the 42, and it's going to end up down here at the 27-yard line. Did not look good off of the foot of Tyler Mertens, but he gets the roll. Moves it down there to about the 26-yard line, and that's where Briarcliff will start. And that's probably going to be their last series of the ball game. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to play. Players of the game, coaches post-game show, and Eye on Sports still to come. Northwestern is out on top of Dakota State by a score of 14-0. They've got 10 minutes to play in the first quarter. So 14-0. Northwestern out on top of Dakota State playing a non-conference game today. We'll see Dakota State in a couple of weeks in a non-conference game for us here at the Osborne Sports Complex. So here's Briarcliff back out there with their backup quarterback in there as well, mopping up as they hand the ball away. That's a run of about 2 yards on the play. Wilson getting the carry there.
Well, look at him, shuttle guys in now. Seven defensive guys, just replaced seven. So if you're in a crimson uniform today, you're going to get some action.
Here's a Quiroga. He has a pass swatted down. Quiroga has a pass swatted down here by Jordan Consbrook. Consbrook, the product out of Hastings St. Cecilia, seeing his first playing time here at Hastings College. 6'5", 240, a freshman out of St. Cecilia. He blends right in out here. You know, high school level, he was kind of the biggest guy out there. No longer, he just kind of blends in, doesn't he?
He does. It's 6'5", and what, 245 out there. He's a big end, but he gets in there, gets the big meat hook up, knocks the football down, third down and 9. Oh, look out now.
Quiroga wasn't looking for the snap. It bounces off of his shoulder pads and right into the hands of Wilson, and Wilson takes off, and he's going to be dropped for a couple of yard loss. I don't know what Quiroga was looking at. Somebody, mom and dad in the stands or what? He wasn't even looking for a snap. It goes bouncing off of his shoulder pads, and Wilson picks it up, and he's thrown for a loss.
Somebody yelled cheese.
Yeah. He was posing for a picture.
Yeah.
Here's a timeout called now with a minute and 14 seconds to play. Now, what are they looking at?
Well, I think they're carrying coolers along the end zone. The officials are thirsty.
Are we holding up play for this? The Student Association was having the end zone tailgate party, moving from the tailgate back to the... All right, they got some clock problems. All right, they're going to put some time on the clock. The party is broken up over there in the end zone, the Student Association tailgate party, the end zone party. They're going to move their stuff back into the school. The officials were looking at that. They're holding up the game because they're moving the coolers across the end zone.
Looked like they were carrying a cake and coolers. And
nevertheless, it's fourth down now. Clock is running. They're going to move the clock. We're under a minute to play, and Briarcliff will have to punt one more time. So back into the ball game is going to be the punter for Briarcliff. It's going to be Derek Beisner. He's going to stand at his own 10-yard line. Rylan Nicklow has done a good job returning punts today. He is back at the 41-yard line. So Beisner will stand here. They'll get this baby away with about 45 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's the kick. Rylan Nicklow signals for a fair catch, and he's going to make it back here at the 33. And Hastings College will come out one more time here and take a couple of snaps, and that'll be all she wrote. About a 43-yard kick there by Derek Beisner. So Hastings College back on track here. Hopefully we can put something together now and maybe make a run here for the 2011 season. Broncos going to feel a lot better here this week. Still have work to do, I'm sure, as Tony will come up here and tell us at the end of this ball game, still with work to do. And I think a tough one next week on the road playing in Mitchell, South Dakota against the Tigers out of Dakota Wesleyan. You'll see a different team than we saw here today. So first down and 10 for Hastings. I think they're just going to take a knee and we'll get out of here. 30 seconds to play in the football game. Matt Overmiller is going to just take one knee, and that's going to be all she wrote. As Overmiller takes the snap, takes the knee, and the Broncos going to wrap up the win, I believe, here this afternoon as the clock is now going to be inside 30 seconds. They don't have to snap the ball again, and the ball game is going to be over. Hastings College is going to win this one here this afternoon by a score of 38-0. They're not going to snap the ball anymore as time is going to expire in the end zone. Hastings College is going to win it here this afternoon by the score of 38-0 over Briarcliff. So Hastings will go to 2-1 on the 2011 campaign. They'll get set for Dakota Wesleyan a week from today up in Mitchell. Meanwhile, the Briarcliff Chargers dropped to no wins and three losses on the season. That's in the conference, 1-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score, Hastings 38 and Briarcliff nothing. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Savings you'll go nuts over. Savings, that is, on Mohawk flooring during the 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration Sale at Boers Floors. Great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. The Mohawk Anniversary Sale also includes Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is available. Ask Boers Floors for details. Go nuts during Mohawk's 133rd Birthday Sale at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
A new tradition here at Hastings College. After the Broncos at home, they come over here and sing to their fans right below us. They better stay with playing football.
Yeah.
Not much of a singers can. Half of them probably can't carry a tune, can they?
No, and I watched old Indiana Jones over here. He was up on the bench, and he was really a belting her out. It's not Waylon Jennings, which he likes to listen to, but the Broncos, nevertheless, what a performance today.
Hastings College wins it over Briarcliff 38-0. Get to the scoring in the football game. Hastings scored in their first two possessions this afternoon. Five plays, 46 yards in their first possession. 24-yard touchdown pass. John Doskal, the victor, sapped 7-0. Hastings had the lead. Second possession, Hastings went eight plays, 48 yards, getting a 6-yard touchdown run from Keenan Blas to make it 14-0. Hastings adding a couple of more scores in the second period, getting a 11-yard touchdown pass from John Doskal to Nate Arnold. That was a 13-play, 70-yard drive for Hastings to make it 21-0. Johnny Garcia hits a 51-yard field goal at the end of the second quarter to make it 24-0. First possession of the third quarter, Hastings went eight plays and 58 yards, getting a 1-yard touchdown run from Terry Waiters to make it 31-0. And then Hastings adding a touchdown in the fourth quarter, a 5-yard touchdown pass, John Dostal to Nate Arnold to get a second touchdown reception of the day. PAT was good, 38-0. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon.
Well, the Broncos managed to rack up 252 yards more than they did a week ago, and that proved to be way more than they needed here as they absolutely crushed Briarcliff on homecoming Saturday. A great performance both sides of the football, as you're going to hear the numbers just handed to us. For Briarcliff, first downs of the ball game, they were able to muster up 10 first downs. Briarcliff rushed it 29 times for 70 yards in the ball game. The two quarterbacks combined for 14 of 23 passing, one interception, 115 yards. So 52 snaps and 185 total yards for the Chargers here in the ball game. Their time of possession at 26-29 in the ball game. Looking at some individual leaders, that big tailback, Jared Williams, he led the way, 21 carries and 94 yards. As we mentioned, the two quarterbacks, actually most of the action was Tommy Traficana, 14 of 21, one interception, and 115 yards. He accounted for all the yards for Briarcliff today, throwing it around. Leading receiver today for Briarcliff, Bryce Harsham. He was the leader coming into this ball game, and he will go out continuing to lead Briarcliff receiving. He had 5 catches for 58 yards. Jared Williams, 3 for 14. Stephen Levy, 2 receptions and 11 yards for Briarcliff here this afternoon. On the side of Hastings College, we said they needed to get out to a fast start. They did, and these numbers are impressive. I'm sure Coach, he's not a stat guy, but it's good for the media. We like him. We can talk a lot about him. First downs in the ball game today, 26 for Hastings College. The Broncos rushed it 44 times for 231 yards. John Dostal, 17 of 30, no interceptions, 158 yards. So on 74 plays, the Broncos put up 389 total yards of offense here in the ball game. Time of possession for Hastings today, 32-54. Look at the penalties for both teams, Mike. 5 for Hastings College for 91 yards, and Briarcliff had 6 flags for 50. Leading the way rushing today was Keenan Balaj. Good afternoon for Keenan, nearly 100 yards. He had 20 carries, 97 yards, 1 touchdown. Terry Waiters as well, an impressive afternoon, 13 carries, 80 yards, 1 touchdown. John Dostal, 4 carries. They were all scrambles out of the pocket, but he picks up 33 yards on those. Victor Sapp had 3 touches for 16 yards. Again, Dostal, 17 of 30, no picks, 158, 3 touchdowns today. Very impressive for John. Zach Beatty leads the way. No, actually, he was the second leading receiver. He had more receptions than anybody else, but Beatty on the day, 4 receptions, 34 yards. Victor Sapp, 3 catches for 45 yards. Zane Anstein, he got involved in it in the action, 3 receptions, 28 yards. And Nate Arlt, 3 receptions, 24 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the former Patriot. But they had to turn it around, get off to a quick start. They did. First 2 possessions, 14 points. They go in at halftime with a big lead. They continue on first drive of the second half. They score. They need to roll with this momentum. It doesn't get any easier on down the road. And again, next week, very interesting ball game in Mitchell, South Dakota, against Dakota Wesleyan, Tony's former team. So we'll see what happens. Doesn't appear that the Broncos sustained any major injuries, probably some bumps and bruises. But a good performance here on homecoming Saturday in front of the hometown crowd.
38-0, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Broncos Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth. For all of your insurance needs, see Marty at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
So back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 38-0 over Briarcliff. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. A lot of offensive stars today. John Dostal threw the ball well, ran the ball well. Keenan Balaj, Terry Waiters. He had Zach Beatty come up with 4 receptions this afternoon. Nate Arnold had a couple of touchdown receptions for Hastings. Defensively, linebackers had a good day today. Alec Diffendaffer, Indiana Jones. The front 3 also had a good job. Langenberg, Warren, and Melise. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our players of the game today, John Dostal is going to be our offensive star. John came back after a miserable week a week ago against Concordia. Comes back 17 of 30 today, 158 yards through three touchdowns. He'll be our offensive player of the game today. Defensive player of the game, going to be Indiana Jones. Called his name a lot today. A linebacker for Hastings College, the 6'2", 237-pound senior out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Had a bunch of family in town today. We'll name him the player of the game on the defensive side. Hastings shutting out Briarcliff today by a score of 38-0. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. More postgame is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with the coach as Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Briarcliff by a score of 38-0. As head coach Tony Harper joins us in the postgame, and coach, we'll take this one. After what we had 7 days ago, we'll take this one anytime. Congratulations on the win.
Appreciate it, and yeah, this is definitely a different team than what we saw last week, and the credit went to the kids and the coaches, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Feels a lot better this week, doesn't it?
You know, I like talking to you a lot more today than what I did last week.
Talk about the effort today. It got out to a great start. Scored in the first two possessions today, and like Jimmy was just mentioning, kind of took the wind out of their sails.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're dealing with 18, 22, 23-year-old kids, and you see our film from last week, and we felt like we dropped the ball last week a little bit, and then we come out and we go bang and bang. That's just credit to Dave Kamara and Joe Holzcraw and McCauley and all those guys on that side of the ball saying, you know what, we got to step up and we got to put some points on the board, especially, like you say, when we're on the other side of the 50. You got to come up with some points there.
Yeah, we got on the other side of the 50 because a couple of special teams plays. First of all, Nate Arnold right off of the opening kickoff, got the ball into Briarcliff territory. You held them defensively. They had the punt, and then Riley Nicola brought a punt back and brought it back to about the 46 or 47-yard line. So we were in the positive category because of some nice special teams work.
Well, and, you know, we've been talking about it ever since the changeover that special teams is going to be our priority. In the first two games, you're probably looking at me thinking, ah, Coach, I don't know about that too much right now. But today, you know, Nate did a great job. Our coverage unit did a good job, protection team. And right when you catch the ball, good things happen. And, you know, Riley's just a good athlete, and put him back there, and he did some good things.
John Dostal, the quarterback for Hastings College, maybe took a lot of criticism this week after what he put on the field a week ago, but he came back nicely today, I thought, and played a great football game.
Tells you a lot about the kid's mental makeup and his heart and his attitude. And you know what? It's kind of funny. It's not just him. It's everybody on that side of the ball. They were looking at him and be like, hey, John, we're going to get better this week. We got you back. And I think that kind of showed today. Now, obviously, there's some things. We still got to work on our deep ball a little bit. It wasn't a perfect game by any means, but he came back, rebounded well, had a great attitude. Kids rallied around him, and when you can play for somebody, you should be able to have success.
Again, Hastings College went to the hill this afternoon, 38-0 over Briarcliff. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with the coach, the Hastings College Broncos, winning by a score of 38-0. Coach, talking offense a little bit here. Got the running game going today. We saw Keenan Balazs. We saw Terry Waiters. We saw Victor Sappa on the backfield, all doing a pretty good job. All three of those guys are completely different running backs.
They really are. Now, from a defensive standpoint, when we go against them in practice, we know each one brings something a little bit different to the table, and that's kind of tougher to defend. And today is kind of more like what we've envisioned this offense to come into, and we're getting there. Still small steps, you know, again, but Keenan ran the ball well, and I can't say enough about our offensive line. I saw gaps that we missed back on the cutback. Our offensive line doing a good job up there, so we just got to keep it rolling.
We mentioned the four-man front for Briarcliff during the pregame. Joe, Jimmy, and I alluded to it a lot during the ball game. You guys handled that pretty well today.
Yeah, well, they did okay up there. I think Holtzclaw did a great job getting them schooled up, and the kids just that our front offensive line, all five guys, we feel very, very good about, and they believe they play together well. And that shows with the one-on-one schemes that you got to do with the four-man front. So they responded well this week.
Hastings getting touchdowns in their first two possessions this afternoon, added another touchdown to Nate Arnold. Nate came up with two touchdown receptions today. Good to get him in the offensive flow.
Really is, because he's a dangerous little fella. I mean, he's out there. He's a little scatterbug. He's all over the place. You know, we put him back there returning the ball. He is probably pound for pound one of the toughest kids we've got on the team. He's got a great work ethic, and the more we get him involved, the better we think we can be.
Tough little booger, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we finally got to Johnny Garcia off of the Schneider. He hits a 51-yard field goal to end the first half of play.
Well, I didn't know it was that far.
Oh, yeah, it was 51.
Yeah, he did a great job with that. And we had a little competition, a little kickoff yesterday in practice, and Johnny responded really well. You know, that was nice to see. It was also nice to see Lucas come in and put some through. That kind of adds to the competition. You know, and Johnny's kickoffs pinned him deep a couple of times, and we're trying to Coach Westfall's doing a great job pinning those guys. So, all in all, it was better than last week.
What was the theory about putting Lucas out there? We saw him a couple of extra points to begin the ball game.
Competition, and that's what we're trying to instill in the kids. You can have a bad play, but you can't have a bad day. You know, and if you do have a bad day, we're going to put somebody in a different position to hopefully be successful, because this is a team. Throughout the game, I mean, the fourth quarter, at times Johnny played great, and at times Johnny kind of struggled. And Johnny rebounded really well because he knows we got as much confidence as Matt and Kendall as we do in John. And those guys just played good together. We're just trying to get our guys to compete every day in everything they do.
Again, 38-0. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon. We'll take our final break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer from the niche product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
With the coach again, Hastings College wins it by the score of 38-0 over Briarcliff. You trailed in time of possession the first 2 weeks, Tony, and you got the time of possession one today, but still not happy with the passing game, or?
No, I think it's getting there. I think we just got to work on our deep ball a little bit. Our three-step game is really good. Johnny throws a great three-step ball. He does a really good job moving the pocket and dumping it down to the backs. We just got to time up those deep balls now. They were closer this week. He put our receivers in a position to make plays, so he improved from last week to this week. So he's getting there.
It really spreads the ball around nicely. He had, six or seven different receivers again today catch balls.
I think when you look at it, that was the first game of the season. I think he had about seven or eight guys. And when you do something like that, it really, from a defensive standpoint, you can't concentrate on one guy. And I think that just makes you even more dangerous. And he does a good job dumping it down to the backs, and that just keeps everybody involved.
Talking on offense here, let's switch sides. Defensively, we put your shutout. Anytime you can leave the stadium with a big goose egg on the scoreboard, you got to feel good.
Coach Westfall and Coach Brown did a great job with those guys this week, you know, and they came in with a very, very good running game, and we tweaked some things here and there, but we kind of went back to, okay, this is what we do, fly around, beat that guy at the point of attack. They got us a couple times, but, again, Coach Westfall and Coach Brown did a great job.
And the guy you told us it was going to be a load, he was a load, Jared Williams. He rushes nicely for Briarcliff today, but you pretty well kept him in check today.
Yeah, you know, again, for 2-3 weeks in a row now, we've seen teams that they do one thing and then they play us and they do something a little bit different. You know, they threw the ball a little bit more and we've seen them throw the ball all year, and that kind of caught us off guard. And I think it's a testament to our guys up front, our D-line. You know, we're not as big, but we're faster than what we have been. Our linebackers getting off blocks. So, you know, all in all, it wasn't too bad. We got to get a little bit better and tackle better. You know, we missed some tackles today, but we'll get there.
Jared Williams, 21 carries, 94 yards for Briarcliff today. Talk about Indiana Jones. It seems like he was all over the place again today. Had a bunch of family, I know, in the stands today, and he came up with a good performance for you.
I tell you, John, Indiana is a great young man. I mean, we recruited him 3-4 years ago, and he's done a good job buying into what we're doing. You know, he's going to end up being a 3-year starter for us, and he is flying side to side. The thing about Indy this year is he's letting his actions speak. And when Indy speaks now, obviously he's 6'2", 230 pounds, so guys are going to obviously listen to him. But now he's coaching guys and doing a great job.
So Hastings now 2-1 on the season. Things maybe not back to where we want it to be, but definitely a couple of steps closer. Now we take a road trip next week. Oh, by the way, we're going back home to Dakota Westman.
My home right now is Hastings, Nebraska, and that's how I'm looking at it.
All right. You still got some people up there that you used to hang around with, or what?
No, my family's all in Hastings, Nebraska right now.
All right. So we're not even going to worry about that.
Nope.
That's probably the last time I'll talk to them.
You are baiting me pretty good. I don't buy that. But
all right, buddy. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Tony Harper, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos win it this afternoon by a score of 38-0. Doan has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan today by a score of 27-3. Concordia has beaten Dort by a score of 21-7. A couple of other ball games. Morningside is playing Midland today. And also Northwestern is playing Dakota State in a non-conference game. Northwestern had the lead over Dakota State 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. So that'll wrap things up for us here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings College, getting out to a nice comfortable lead by halftime. It was 24-0 at halftime. They post a couple of scores in the second half. They go on to win by a score of 38-0. Hastings now 2-1 in the season. They will play at Dakota Wesleyan up in Mitchell, South Dakota, next Saturday. Airtime 12:15. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff next week, and we'll have the game for you right here on your Voice of the Broncos, 12:30 KHAS. So good afternoon. We can rest a lot easier this week with Hastings now 2-1 in the season, 38-0 over the Briarcliff Chargers here this afternoon. Got all those scores coming up next. Tyson Abronik back in the KHAS Sports Studios. He'll get you the scores from across the GPAC and across the nation today. A busy day for college football. That'll wrap things up from the booth here for Jimmy Purcell and for our producer and engineer back to the radio station, Tyson Abronik. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Our Bronco football coverage continues with Ion Sports, a recap of all the scores from today's games. It's coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The clear choice, the right.